الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، نستمر في قراءتنا لرسالة عقيدة السنة الجماعة لشيخنا محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى وجزاه الله عنا خيرا. ونحن في الدورة العلمية المقامة في الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية في ولاية تكساس بمدينة أوستن، ونحن في اليوم يوم الأحد الثامن من الشهر اليوم الأحد 23 من جماد الآخرة 23 من جماد الآخرة لعام 28400 الموافق 8 من اليوم من الشهر السابع العام 2007. في هذه الزيارة أزوركم وأنا أخوكم من الكويت سالم بن سعد الطويل، وأسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يجعل الزيارة نافعة وخالصة للوجه الكريم وأن ينفعنا بما نسمع. والحمد لله أولا وآخرا. تفضل.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. We keep reading in this letter by Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih Al Uthaymeen. May Allah have mercy on him. And we are reading from Al-Aqidah Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, and that's in 23rd of Jamad al-Akhirah, year 1428 Hijri. That's July 8, 2007. Talking to you, your brother Salim bin Sa'd al-Tawil, visiting you from Al-Kuwait, asking Allah Azza wa Jal to benefit us from this visit. And Alhamdulillah, the beginning and at the end.
تقدم معنا والله الحمد الكلام حول الأصل الأول من أصول الإيمان، وهو الإيمان بالله تبارك وتعالى، وهو أهم أصول الإيمان وأعظم أصول الإيمان.
We talked before about the first pillar of Iman, which is believing in Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and that's the most important one of the pillars of Iman.
وبقية أركان الإيمان لا يوجد فيها خلاف إلا ركن الأخير بين أهل السنة وأهل البدع، وهو الإيمان بالقضاء والقدر.
And the rest of the all the rest in believing in the pillars of Iman, there is no differences between the people of bid'ah of innovation and the أهل السنة, except in the last pillar, which is believing in قدر.
إلا في بعض الأمور اليسيرة سننبه عليها إذا بلغنا موضعها.
Except in very minor issues, and we will point it out when we pass through it, inshallah.
لكن أهم ما في العقيدة هو الإيمان بالله تبارك تعالى في الركن الأول الذي تقدم الكلام عليه في الأيام الأربعة الماضية.
But the most important pillar in believing in Allah in عقيدة is to believing in Allah. And we talked about it in the past 4 days.
قال الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى فصل ونؤمن أي نحن أهل السنة الجماعة بملائكة الله تعالى.
Sheikh may Allah have mercy on him. He said فصل or section or chapter. We believe in أهل السنة والجماعة. We believe the angels of Allah تعالى.
والملائكة الإيمان بهم هو الركن الثاني من أركان الإيمان.
And the angels believing in them is the second pillar of Iman.
وأنهم كما قال تعالى عباد المكرمون هم عباد الله عز وجل قد أكرمهم الله عز وجل بالصفات.
And they are like Allah said about them عباد المكرمون, they are honorable slaves. Allah have honored them with attributes.
لا يسبقونه بالقول أي لا يتقدمون عليه بالقول, وإنما لا يتكلمون إلا إذا أذن لهم الرحمن.
لا يسبقونه بالقول. They do not say anything except by the permission of Allah. They don't start talking and they don't start speaking unless Allah gives them the permission to say.
وهم بأمره يعملون إذ أنهم مطيعون لله عز وجل ليس منهم عاص لله تبارك وتعالى.
وهم بأمره يعملون and they are with his orders. With his orders doing, they obey and they do everything that Allah orders them to do.
خلقهم الله تعالى فقاموا بعبادته وانقادوا لطاعته وهذه مهمتهم العامة المشتركة بينهم جميعا، أنهم قائمون بعبادة الله عز وجل، مطيعون لله.
Allah Ta'ala created them and they worship Allah and they do whatever and they obey Him and do whatever He orders them to do.
قال تعالى لا يستكبرون عن عبادته بل أنهم خاضعون لله عز وجل ولا يستحسرون أي لا يكلون ولا يتعبون يسبحون الليل والنهار لا يفترون أي لا يصيبهم فتور وتعب.
لا يستكبرون يعني they don't become arrogant from worshipping him and they don't get bored. يسبحون الليل they praise Allah glorify Allah night and day لا يفترون they don't get tired.
سقط النسخة اللي عندي خلقهم الله من نور. نعم خلقهم الله من نور.
Allah created them from life.
ومعلوم أن الله خلق الإنسان البشر من طين.
And it is known that Allah created a human being from clay.
وخلق الجن من نار.
And He created jinn from fire.
وبالمناسبة إبليس من الجن وليس من الملائكة.
And by the way, Iblis is amongst the jinn and he's not amongst the ملائكة, the angels.
لكن أمر الله عز وجل للملائكة بأن يسجدوا لآدم شمل معهم إبليس.
But the order of Allah for the angels to prostrate to Adam included in that Iblis.
والله جل وعلا نص بالقرآن على أنه من الجن فقال إلا إبليس كان من الجن ففسق عن أمر ربه أي خرج عن أمر ربه.
And Allah mentioned in the Quran that Iblis was amongst the jinn and he said except for Iblis he was amongst the jinn and he disobeyed Allah.
قال الشيخ حجبهم الله عنا فلا نراهم ولذلك الإيمان بهم من العقيدة لأنهم من الأمر الغيبي نؤمن بوجودهم مع أننا لم نراهم.
Allah Ta'ala, the Shaykh then said that Allah Ta'ala have put a veil between us and them so we don't see them. So that's why they are part of Aqeedah because they are part of the unseen, we don't see them.
وربما وهذه الكلمة للتقليل وربما كشفهم الله لبعض عباده.
And maybe Allah will show them to some of His slaves.
قلت ربما للتقليل.
And ربما is to mention that it's only something little.
فقد رأى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جبريل عليه السلام على صورته له 600 جناح قد سد الأفق.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he saw Jibreel on his original form and he had 600 wings and he filled the horizon.
وتمثل جبريل لمريم بشرا سويا فخاطبته وخاطبها قال أني رسول الله إليك.
And Jibreel came in front of Maryam and he came in the form of a human being and he talked to her and she talked to him back and he told her that I'm a messenger to you.
والملائكة لهم القدرة بإذن الله عز وجل أن يتصوروا بصور البشر.
And the angels they have by the permission and the will of Allah that they can take the forms of human beings.
قال الشيخ وأتى إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جبريل وعنده الصحابة بصورة رجل لا يعرف ولا يرى عليه أثر السفر شديد بياض الثياب شديد سواد الشعر فجلس إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأسند ركبتيه إلى ركبتي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ووضع كفيه على فخذيه وخاطب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وخاطبه النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وأخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابه أنه جبريل وهذا الحادثة المشهور عند المحدثين بحديث جبريل.
And he came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he was around his companions and the form of a man. You couldn't see on him the impact of traveling. And he had extremely white clothes and extremely black hair. And he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he put his knees to his knees, to the knees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he put his palms on the thighs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he spoke to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke back to him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then told that his companions that was Jibreel and this incident is what is known, what is known amongst the muhaddithin that calls the hadith with hadith Jibril.
أنا لا أعرف الإنجليزية لكن كأني فهمت منك أن قلت أنه جبريل وضع كفيه على فخذي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هكذا قلت الحديث أنه وضع كفيه على فخذيه.
The hadith says that he put his palms on the sides of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وليس فيه أنه وضع كفيه على فخذي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So it mentions that he put his palms on his sides. And meaning on Jibril's side.
فظاهر الحديث أنه وضع جبريل كفيه على فخذي نفسه ليس على فخذي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So what is understood from the hadith that he put his palms on his own thighs and he did not put it on the thighs of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وبعض العلم قال يحتمل أنه وضع يديه على فخذي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And some of the people of knowledge they said that it is possible that he might have put his hands and his palms on the thighs of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
حتى استدلوا بهذا الحديث.
And they use this hadith as a proof.
على أن الفخذ ليس بعورة.
That the thigh is not a عورة.
بدليل أن جبريل وضع كفيه على فخذي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And that Jibril he put his palms on the thighs of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فرد عليهم القائلون بأن الفخذين عورة.
So those who then replied those who said that the size are عورة.
أن الحديث ليس فيه صراحة أن جبريل وضع كفيه على فخذي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وإنما وضع كفيه على فخذيه فيحتمل أنه فخذي نفسه وهذا الأقرب لا فخذي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And they said that the hadith was clear from it. There is not clear from it that Jibril he put his palms on the thighs of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, but it seems that he put his palms on his own thighs.
قال الشيخ ونؤمن بأن للملائكة أعمالا كلفوا بها, أي هناك وظائف خاصة ببعضهم دون بعض, أما الوظيفة العامة قلنا أنها هي عبادة الله عز وجل وحده لا شريك له.
And our Sheikh said that we believe that for the angels they have some duties that they were ordered to do. And these duties are different than the general duties that all of them are ordered to do, which is to worship Allah Ta'ala. In addition to that, each one of them has his specific duty.
فمنهم جبريل عليه السلام الموكل بالوحي ينزل به من عند الله على من يشاء من أنبيائه ورسله. فجبريل هو أفضل الملائكة وقد وكله الله عز وجل بإنزال الوحي منه إلى من يشاء من أنبيائه ورسله.
And amongst them is Jibril, and he is the one who is responsible of revelation. He comes down from Allah to whoever he wishes amongst his prophets and messengers.
ومنهم ميكائيل الموكل بالمطر والنبات. قال بعض العلم فجبريل ويسمى جبرائيل موكل بالوحي وهو حياة القلوب, وأما ميكائيل فموكل بالمطر والنبات وهو حياة الأبدان.
So some of then Mikael, and he is the one responsible for rain, bringing rain and vegetation, plants. So some of the people of knowledge said Jibril, he is the one who is responsible to bring down the wahi, revelation, and that is what, and revelation is life of the heart. As for Mikael, he is responsible to bring rain and vegetation, and that life for the body.
قال ومنهم إسرافيل الموكل بالنفخ في الصور حين الصعق والنشور.
And amongst them is Israfil, that he is responsible to blow in the horn in the fisaq wal nushur.
يعني ينفخ النفخ الأولى فيصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا ما شاء الله.
And saq is that he blows in the first time, and that everything will die in the heavens and the earth except what Allah wills.
ثم ينفخ في الصور وهو البوق الآلة التي ينفخ فيها فيقومون لله عز وجل وهو النشور.
and then he blows again in the trumpet or the horn, and that's the instrument he used to blow in, and everything comes again, everything gets resurrected again, and that is Nushur.
وهنا تحديد إسرافيل الذي ينفخ في الصور قد اشتهر في كتب العقائد والحديث.
And here to mentioning Israfil that he is the one who is responsible about blowing in the sur, in the trumpet or the horn, in the books of hadith.
لكن نبه بعض العلم.
But some of the people of knowledge.
أن ليس هناك ثم حديث صحيح سالم من القدح يدل على أن الذي ينفخ في الصور هو إسرافيل.
That there isn't a clear hadith that doesn't have any deficiencies in it that mentions that Israfil is the one that blows into the trumpet.
لكن هذا هو المشهور.
But this is what is known.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
قال ومنهم ملك الموت الموكل بقبض الأرواح عند الموت.
And amongst them is the angel of death, and he is responsible to take the souls in the time of death.
وأما تسميته عزرائيل كما عند العامة فهذه من الروايات الإسرائيلية التي لم تثبت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بتسمية ملك الموت عزرائيل.
As for calling the angel of death Israel, which is spread amongst the general people, this is from the comes from the Israel from the Jewish
Israel.
Israel comes from the people of the books narrations, and it is not authentic from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
والأولى أن نسميه كما سماه الله عز في كتابه ملك الموت.
And it is more befitting that we call him the same way Allah called him in His book, and that is the angel of death.
ومنهم ملك الجبال الموكل بها.
And amongst them is the angel of mountains, and he is responsible about for them.
فقد جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مع جبريل.
He came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم with Jibreel.
لما كذبه قومه.
When his people rejected him.
وذهب يدعو أهل الطائف إلى الإسلام.
And then he went to call the people of Taif to Islam.
فكذبوه أيضا.
And they also rejected him.
فأرسل الله عز وجل جبريل ومعه ملك الجبال.
So Allah سبحانه وتعالى he sent Jibreel and with him the angel of mountains.
فقال جبريل هذا ملك الجبال يقرئك السلام.
And Jibreel said, this is the angel of mountains giving you salam.
فقال ملك الجبال إن شئت أي يا رسول الله أطبقت عليهم الأخشبين أي الجبال العظيمة.
And he said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, if you give me the permission or if you will, I will make the two أخشبين and those two great mountains collapse on them.
فما كان من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي وصفه الله عز وجل بالرؤوف الرحيم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he did not that Allah described him with that he is the most merciful.
إلا أن قال لا.
Except that he said no.
لعل الله أن يخرج من أصلابهم من يعبد الله ولا يشرك به شيئا.
Maybe Allah will bring out of their offsprings those who will worship him and don't associate any partners with him.
كما وصفه ربه جل وعلا بأنه رحمة.
As his Lord described him that he was a mercy.
فقال جل وعلا وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين.
And Allah سبحانه وتعالى described him and said that and we have not sent you except a mercy to the whole world.
وفي هذه الحادثة أيضا.
And in this story also,
فائدة عظيمة.
There's a great benefit.
وهي حرص النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على الدعوة إلى الله.
And that's the eagerness of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم to spread the da'wah, and call to Allah.
ورغبته في أن يعبد الناس الله عز وجل وحده لا شريك له.
And his eagerness that all the people, they worship Allah alone.
فهم مشركون عباد الأصنام والأوثان.
Those people are مشركون, they worship the idols and the statues.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يرجو من الله أن يخرج من أصلابهم. أي من ذرياتهم من يعبد الله ولا يشرك به شيئا.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is hoping that Allah brings from their offspring those who will worship Allah.
هذه رغبة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهذا حرصه.
This is the eagerness of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and this is what he strives hard for.
بينما من المسلمين,
but amongst the Muslims,
لا يرجو أن يخرج الله من صلب نفسه من يعبد الله ولا يشرك به شيئا.
He doesn't even hope that from his own offspring comes those who worship Allah and don't associate any partners with him.
حتى أن بعضهم,
even some of them,
لا يريد الأولاد.
He doesn't want any offspring.
وبعضهم يكتفي بواحد أو اثنين.
Some of them he's happy with one or two.
بينما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
as for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم,
حس على كثرة الأولاد.
He encouraged to have a lot of children.
وأنه يكاثر ويضاهي الأمم يوم القيامة بأمته.
And that he'll be proud in the day of judgment because of the great numbers of his ummah.
فينبغي للمسلم,
so it is upon the Muslim,
أن يسعى لإنجاب الأولاد الذين يعبدون الله ولا يشركوا به شيئا.
That he strives to have a lot of children that worship Allah and don't associate any partners with him.
ولعل الله عز أن ينفعه بهم.
And maybe Allah will benefit him with them.
فإن مما ينفع الإنسان بعد موته,
and it is that benefits the human being after his death.
الولد الصالح يدعو لوالديه.
The righteous son, he is making dua to his parents.
وإذا قرأ القرآن,
and if he read the Quran,
ألبس والده حلة عظيمة يوم القيامة.
His father will be given in the day of judgment a great garment to wear.
لكن قد ينجب الإنسان أولادا فينحرفون.
But that human being could have offspring, but they go astray.
فأبشر يا عبد الله.
So have the glad tidings of slave of Allah.
إذا كانت نيتك أن تنجب أولادا يعبدون الله ولا يشركون به شيئا.
If you have the intention to have children that worship Allah and don't associate any partners with him,
ويستقيمون على أمر الله ويدعون لك,
and they stay on the straight path and they make dua for you.
فحتى لو خرجوا ضلالا أو انحرفوا,
even if they went astray and were misguided,
فإن الله يكتب لك بنيتك أجرا عظيما.
Allah will write for you with your intention a great reward.
حتى إذا أنجبتهم ثم ماتوا,
even that if you
ماتوا,
even if you had those children and then they died,
قبل أن يبلغوا الحلم,
before they reach the age of puberty,
فسيكونوا شفعاء لك وسترا من النار,
they will intercede for you in the day of judgment and protect you from the hellfire.
فالأولاد يربح منهم المسلم على كل حال.
So the children, the Muslim will benefit from them in every situation.
إن استقاموا وحدوا الله انتفع بهم.
If they stayed on the straight path and they worship Allah alone, he will benefit from them.
وإن دعوا له واستقاموا وقرأوا القرآن انتفع بهم.
And if they made dua for him and they read the Quran, then he will benefit from them.
وإذا ماتوا انتفع بهم.
And if they die, he will benefit from them.
وإذا ابتلي بهم وضلوا وصبر عليهم وكان نيته أن ينجب صالحين, أيضا نفعه الله بتلك النية.
And if he had a proper intention and he was tested with them and they went astray and he was patient with them, then Allah will benefit him with this intention.
ورفع قدره وكفر عن سيئاته بالبلاء الذي يصيبه.
And Allah will raise his status and will purify his sins with the test that he will touch him.
فاعتبر من هذا الموقف,
then take a lesson from this occasion.
ملك الجبال يقول لنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن شئت أطبقت عليهم مخشبين.
The angel of mountains, he is asking صلى الله عليه وسلم, if you give me the permission, I will make the two أخشبين. Two great mountains collapse on them.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا, لعل الله أن يخرج من أصلابهم من يعبد الله ولا يشرك به شيئا.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, no, maybe Allah will bring out of their offspring those who will worship Allah and don't associate any partners with them.
ومنهم مالك خازن النار.
And amongst them is Malik,
He is the guardian of the hellfire.
وفي حديث المعراج الإسراء والمعراج
and in the hadith of Isra al-Mi'raj
رآه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he saw him
فما ابتسم في وجه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
he did not smile on the face of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
فقال جبريل عليه السلام
then Jibreel عليه السلام he said
هذا مالك ما ابتسم منذ أن خلقه الله
this is Malik he did not smile since Allah created him
ولو ابتسم لأحد قبلك لابتسم لك
and if he smiled to anybody before you he would have smiled for you
هذا خازن النار
this is the guardian of the fire
وقد وصف الله عز وجل خزنة النار
and Allah told us about the guardians of the fire
بقوله جل وعلا عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد
but he described them in the ayah where he said that upon the hellfire, guarding the hellfire, there is angels which are tough and strong.
ومنهم ملائكة موكلون بالأجنة في الأرحام.
And some of them they have responsibility of the fetuses in the wombs.
وآخرون موكلون بحفظ بني آدم
and others they have the responsibility to protect the children of Adam
يحفظونه من أمر الله مما يصيبه
they protect him from whatever touches him
حتى يصيبه ما شاء الله أن يصيبه
so that whatever Allah will for him to touch him that's the only thing that will touch him
وآخرون موكلون بكتابة أعمالهم
and others they are responsible to write their actions
كما قال جل وعلا كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون
as Allah عز وجل he said كراما كاتبين are honorable writers no they know what you're doing
قال الشيخ لكل شخص ملكان
the Sheikh said for every person there is two angels
كما قال تعالى عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد أي قاعد جالس أحدهما على اليمين والآخر على الشمال قاعد
As Allah said on the right and on the left they are sitting one is sitting on the right the other is sitting on the left
ما يلفظ من قول أي لا يتكلم بأي كلام
He does not utter any word or any letter
إلا لديه رقيب عتيد
except that he has beside him
ملكان اثنان
Two angels sitting beside them.
أحدهما يكتب الحسنات.
One of them writing the good deeds.
والآخر يكتب السيئات.
And the other writing the bad ones.
فهما رقيب عتيد.
So both of them are watcher over him.
وهنا سأسأل سؤالا.
And here I will ask a question.
أوقظ فيه النعسان.
I will wake up with this question who is very sleepy.
ونستفيد فائدة.
And we can benefit a benefit.
أي الملكين رقيب وأيهم عتيد؟
Which one of those two angels is رقيب and which one is the عتيد؟
هل الذي على اليمين رقيب والذي على الشمال عتيد أم العكس؟
Is it the right one who is raqib and the other one is atid or is the opposite?
عرفنا أن الله وكل بكل إنسان ملكين اثنين.
We knew that the two angels have each one of them has two angels.
قاعدان أحدهما عن يمينه والآخر عن شماله.
One sitting on the right and the other on the left.
أحدهما الذي على اليمين يكتب الحسنات.
The one on the right he is writing the good deeds.
والذي على الشمال يكتب السيئات.
And the one on the left writing the bad deeds.
فمن هو رقيب ومن هو عتيد
so who is رقيب and who is عتيد
مهندس عادل يقول الله على رقيب اليمين وعتيد الشمال
he's saying that رقيب the one with the brothers he's saying that رقيب is the right one and عتيد is the left one
هو قدم جواب بقول الله أعلم يعني دليل أنه شاك في الجواب
he said before he said his answer الله أعلم meaning that he has doubt in his answer
ولا بأس أن يجيب الطالب and للشيخ
and there isn't a problem and the student answering his sheikh
حتى لو كان يعني لا غير متأكد من الجواب
even if he wasn't sure about the answer
فلا يعتبر ذلك تقول على الله عز وجل بغير علم
and this is, does not consider that he is talking about Allah without knowledge
هذه فائدة انتبه لها لا يعتبر هذا تقول على الله بغير علم
this is a benefit learned from it this is not talking about Allah without knowledge
وإنما هذه مذاكرة
But this is just studying.
فإن أجاب صحيحا.
So if he answered correctly.
فإن أجاب إجابة صحيحة.
If he answered the correct answer.
أقره الشيخ عليها.
The sheikh will approve it for him.
وإن أخطأ صححه.
And if he was mistaken, he will tell him the correct answer.
المقصود الاستفادة.
What is meant is to benefit.
وإن هذه المناقشة.
And this type of talking back and forth.
أسلوب النبوي.
It is the Prophet this methodology is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
فكثيرا ما كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يسأل أصحابه.
Many times the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to ask his companions.
وفيها أيضا فائدة.
And also there's a benefit from it.
أن المعلومة إذا كانت عن طريق سؤال وجواب.
That if the information comes from question and an answer.
تكون أثبت.
It will stay more firmly.
فالأخ عادل الآن مهندس عادل.
So now our brother عادل.
قد يكون نعسانا أو ساهيا.
Maybe he's sleeping or he's not paying attention.
الآن لما سألنا وأجاب الإجابة.
Now when we asked him and he answered.
ربما نقره وربما نصحح له.
Maybe we'll tell him he is right or we'll tell him he is wrong and correct him.
ستثبت المعلومة أكثر.
The information will stay firm, more firm.
مما لو ذكرناها مع جملة الشرح.
If more than if we just mentioned it as we were explaining.
فنحن نستعمل الأسلوبين في التدريس.
So we use both of these two ways in teaching.
فمن يؤيد المهندس عادل بقوله أن الذي على اليمين رقيب والذي على الشمال عتيد؟ من يؤيده؟
So who supports Brother Adil that the one on the right is raqib and the one on the left is atid?
لا تؤيدونه؟ تخالفونه؟
You don't support him, you go against him.
قلنا أنها ليس فتوى شرعية.
He said it's not a fatwa.
إنما هي مذاكرة. نعم هذه هي الإجابة الصحيحة.
He says yes, this is the correct answer. That both of the each one of them, both of them are raqib and atid, and the second one is also raqib and atid.
سمعت يا مهندس عادل؟
Did you hear?
ليس المراد.
It is not what it meant.
كما هو المشاع عند كثير من الناس.
Like a lot of people, they think.
أن الملكين أحدهما اسمه رقيب والثاني اسمه عتيد.
That one of them, his name is raqib. And the other one, his name is Atid.
وإنما هذا وصف لهما.
But that's a description for them.
فكل منهما رقيب أي يراقب.
Each one of them is raqib, that he is a watcher.
وكل منهما عتيد أي حاضر لا يغيب.
And each one of them, he is Atid, meaning he is present, he doesn't go away.
في السفر والحضر.
He is present, he doesn't get absent. In traveling and in the residence.
في الليل والنهار.
Night and day and night.
في كل اللحظات هو حاضر عتيد.
In all moments. And in all time he is atid, he is present.
فالإجابة مرة أخرى.
So the answer one more time.
أن رقيب عتيد صفة للملكين.
That رقيب and عتيد, watcher and present, is a description for both angels.
رقيب أي يراقب.
رقيب means he is a watcher.
وعتيد أي حاضر لا يغيب.
And عتيد is present, he's never absent.
وكلاهما رقيب وكلاهما عتيد.
And both of those three angels, each one of them is both رقيب and عتيد.
نعم ليس أحدهما رقيب والآخر عتيد.
So not one of them is رقيب and the other is عتيد.
نعم قال وآخرون موكلون بسؤال الميت.
And others, they are responsible for asking the dead.
بعد انتهاء من تسليمه إلى مثواه.
After he finishes, after.
يعني إلى وصوله إلى قبره.
So after they put him in his grave until his destination.
وهذه هي المراد بفتنة الممات.
And this is what is meant by the fitna of al-mamat.
لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
إذا جلس أحدكم للتشهد.
When a person sits for the tashahhud.
فليستعذ بالله من أربع.
He should seek refuge by Allah from four things.
فليقول اللهم أعوذ بك عذاب جهنم وأعوذ بك من عذاب القبر.
So he says, I seek refuge by Allah from the punishment of the fire, and I seek refuge from Allah by the punishment of the grave.
ومن فتنة المحيا يعني الفتن التي في الحياة.
And from the trials and the fitan which is in that this life, فتنة المحيا.
والممات أي الفتنة أي سؤال الملكين اختبار الإنسان في قبره.
And the fitna of al-mamat, which is the trial which happens for the dead person in his grave.
وقيل أن فتنة الممات المراد بها.
And it said that the fitna of al-mamat, what is meant by is
الفتنة التي قبيل الموت. فإن الإنسان يبتلى ويختبر إلى قبيل الموت والعبرة بالأعمال بخواتيمها.
That the fitna and the trial and the test he goes through right before his death.
والآن نسأل سؤالا.
And now we will ask a question.
أنت إذا استعذت بالله من فتنة الممات.
If you ask Allah refuge, if you ask Allah's refuge from this fitna, the trial of death.
أنت إذا استعذت بالله من فتنة الممات في صلاتك.
In your salah, if you seek refuge by Allah from this fitna.
هذا إذا كنت تستعيذ بالله من فتنة الممات في صلاتك.
That if you are doing that, seeking refuge by Allah from the fitna of al-mamat.
انتبهوا، بعض العلم يقول الاستعاذة بالله من أربع واجب.
Pay attention. Some of the scholars they say to seek refuge by Allah from these four staying matters, they are an obligation.
لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فليستعذ أمر.
Because Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم he ordered and he said he should seek refuge.
فمن منكم لا يستعيذ بالله من هذه الأربع.
So whoever amongst you he does not seek refuge by Allah from these four things.
فليستعيذ بالله منها.
Then he should seek refuge by Allah from it.
في كل صلاة بعد اليوم.
In every single salah after today.
ففي ذلك فائدتان.
In this there is two benefits.
الفائدة الأولى أنك أطعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وفعلت الواجب فاستعذت بالله كما أمرك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the first benefit that you obeyed Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and you followed his orders.
الفائدة الثانية أنك ترجو أن يعيدك الله من هذه الأربع.
The second benefit that you hope that Allah will protect you from these four things.
وهي سهلة الحمد لله.
And it is easy الحمد لله.
في سطر أو سطر ونصف.
It's in one line or in line and a half.
تقول اللهم أعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم.
You say, oh Allah, I seek refuge by you from the punishment of the fire.
وأعوذ بك من عذاب القبر.
And I seek refuge by you from the punishment of the grave.
وأعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات.
And I seek refuge by you from the trials of death, life and death.
وأعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال.
And I seek refuge by you from the fitna, from the trials of the Antichrist.
إن كنت لا تحفظها فاحفظها.
If you don't memorize it, then memorize it.
وإن كنت لا تقولها فقلها.
And if you don't say it, then say it.
والسؤال الآن.
And the question is now.
قلنا من فتنة الممات.
That the trials of life and death.
قيل هي الفتنة التي قبيل الموت.
It is said that this fitna is whatever comes right before death.
والأعمال بخواتيمها وهي أصعب المواقف.
And the actions is with that wherever you can seal it with. And this is the hardest part.
وقيل فتنة الممات.
And it's also said that the trial of the death of Mamat.
أي سؤال الملكين لكل إنسان في قبره.
Is the questions of the two angels in your grave.
من ربك؟
Who is your Lord?
ما دينك؟
What is your religion?
من هذا الرجل الذي بعث فيكم؟
Who is that man that was sent to you?
فأنت إذا استعذت بالله من الممات من فتنة الممات.
So you, if you seek refuge by Allah from this trial.
مما تستعيذ بالله من الفتنة قبيل الموت ولا التي بعد الموت فتنة يعني سؤال الملكين.
What do you ask refuge from the trial that is right before death? Or the trial that is in the grave, the two questions, the questions of the two angels.
أيهما.
Which one of them?
أبا عبد الله. أيهما. هذا ولا هذا. من كلا. من نعم نعم نعم. لا بأس أن تنوي الأمرين. فتستعيذ بالله من هذا وهذا.
There's no harm that you ask, you intend. That you seek refuge by Allah from both of these trials.
فتستعيذ بالله من الفتنة التي قبيل الموت.
So you seek refuge from Allah from the fitna right before death.
وتستعيذ بالله من سؤال الملكين يعني الله أن تستعيذ بالله من سؤال الملكين عندما يقعدانك ويسألانك من ربك ما دينك من الرجل الذي بعث فيكم.
And you seek refuge by Allah. From the angel, from the questions of the two angels when they come to you and they ask you who is your Lord, what is your religion, and who is the man that was sent for you.
قال يأتيه ملكان يسألانه عن ربه ودينه ونبيه.
He said that two angels will come to him asking him about his Lord, his religion, and his prophet.
فأي حينئذ يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة أي في قبورهم.
Then as Allah says, Allah will keep firm those who Allah will keep firm those who believe with the firm speech in this life and in the hereafter, meaning after his death.
ويضل الله الظالمين أي بسبب ظلمهم لا يثبتهم.
And Allah misguides those and leads astray those who are transgressors and oppressors. Because of their oppression, Allah will not keep them firm.
ويفعل الله ما يشاء.
And Allah does whatever He wishes and He wills.
وهنا مسألة مهمة.
And here is a very important issue.
أن يقال.
That is it said.
بقدر ما يكون الإنسان ثابتا في حياته.
That however how much the person he is firm in his life.
على إقراره وإيمانه وعبادته لله ربه.
With his belief and submitting to Allah and his worship to Allah.
وبقدر ما يكون متمسكا بالإسلام بدينه في حياته الدنيا.
And however he is strong in his belief and in his Islam in this life.
وبقدر ما يكون مؤمنا بنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم مطيعا له متبعا له.
And however he is obeying to his prophet and following his commandments.
بقدر ما سيكون ثابتا في قبره.
And that's how much he will be firm in his grave.
فمن كان عابدا لله في حياته.
So whoever was a worshipper to Allah during his life.
مؤمنا بالله في حياته.
Believing in Allah in his life.
متمسكا بأحكام الإسلام دينه.
He holds strongly to the rulings of Islam.
مؤمنا برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومتمسك بسنته ومتبع له بقدر ما يكون كذلك.
Believing in and he's a believer in Allah and believing in his messenger and following his sunnah, how much he is holding to that.
بقدر ما سيكون ثابتا في قبره.
That is how much he will be firm in his grave.
فمن ثبت.
So whoever was firm.
في حياته ثبت في قبره.
Whoever was firm in his life, he will be firm in his grave.
ومن ضيع وفرط في حياته.
And whoever doesn't take care and slacks in his life,
ضاع في قبره.
He will get lost in his grave.
قال.
He said.
ومنهم الملائكة الموكلون بأهل الجنة.
And amongst them are those angels who are responsible for the people of Jannah.
هؤلاء خزنة الجنة.
Those are the guardians of Jannah.
قال الله تعالى والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب أي ترحيبا بهم وإكراما لأهل الجنة.
Allah Ta'ala says and angels will enter to them from every door meaning welcoming them and greeting them.
سلام عليكم أي يقولون أهل الجنة سلام عليكم بما صبرتم أي بسبب صبركم بالدنيا.
And they will say Salamun alaykum. They will give them the salam and say Salamu alaykum to them, because of whatever that you were patient with in this life.
صبرتم على تمسككم بدينكم.
Because you were patient on holding to your religion.
وصبرتم على البلاء.
And you are patient on the test.
وصبرتم على طاعة الله.
And you were patient on obeying Allah.
وصبرتم عن معصية الله.
And you were patient on staying away from whatever Allah forbids you to do.
وصبرتم على الدعوة في سبيل الله.
And you were patient in calling for Allah.
فلأنكم صبرتم في الدنيا على دين الله.
So because you were patient on the religion of Allah in this life.
فدخلتم الجنة بسبب صبركم.
So you entered Jannah because of your patience.
فنعم عقب الدار نعم كلمة للمدح. عقب الدار يعني العاقبة الأخيرة الدار الجنة.
And then they said ni'ma, which means it's what a good place to indicate. Ni'ma is a word, an expression used to indicate what a good thing it is. So they said ni'ma, what a good place, what a good final destination that is, meaning this Jannah.
وقد أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن البيت المعمور في السماء وهو بيت يطوف به الملائكة ويصلون به الملائكة كما يطاف ببيت الله العتيق ويصلى عند البيت العتيق. بيت في السماء بيت المعمور يدخله أي البيت المعمور وفي رواية يصلي فيه كل يوم 70,000 ملك كل يوم في البيت المعمور 70,000 ملك.
We'll enter it on another narration. We'll pray in it every day 70,000 angels.
ثم لا يعودون إليه آخر ما عليهم أي أنهم لا يرجعون إليهم مرة أخرى لكثرة عددهم فهم عباد كثر لله عز وجل.
And they will never return they will never return to this house, Bayt al-Ma'mur, ever again. Because of their great numbers, they will never enter it again.
فَكَمْ لِلَّهِ مِنْ عِبَادٍ سِوَانَا.
So how many worshippers and slaves does Allah have other than us?
إِذَا الْمَلَائِكَةِ 70,000 فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ يَطُوفُونَ أَوْ يُصَلُّونَ فِي الْبَيْتِ الْمَعْمُورِ فِي السَّمَاءِ.
70,000 every day they go and they pray or they go around the Bayt al-Ma'mur in the heavens.
منذ متى؟ منذ أن خلق الله بيت المعمور.
Since when? Since Allah created the Bayt al-Ma'mur.
إلى ما يشاء الله.
Until Allah wills.
كل يوم 70,000 ملك.
Every day 70,000 angels.
أيها الأخوة الكرام.
My dear brothers.
بعضنا يعبد الله ببعض العبادات.
Some of us, they worship Allah with some types of worship.
ويمن على الله بعبادته.
He brags on Allah that whatever he worshipped him with.
فلنعلم بأن الله عز وجل غني عن عبادة العباد.
So let's know that Allah, He is not in need for the worship of His slaves.
لا تنفعه طاعة ولا تضره معصية.
Any worship does not benefit him, and any sin or disobedience does not harm him.
ولنعلم بأن عباد الله سوانا كثير.
And we should know that the slaves of Allah, other than us, they are Allah men plenty.
وأن الله عز وجل غني عنا.
And that Allah, He is not in need for us.
فالله عز وجل يسبح له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض.
Because Allah praises Him, whatever is in the heaven, whatever is in the earth.
ويسجد له من في السماوات ومن في الأرض.
And prostrates to Him, whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth.
والشمس والقمر والنجوم.
And the sun and the moon and the stars.
والكواكب والشجر.
And the planets and the trees.
وكثير من الناس سوانا.
And many people other than us.
فلنعلم أننا إن اهتدينا فإنما نهتدي لأنفسنا.
So we should know that if we are guided, then we are guided to benefit ourselves.
كما قال تعالى من اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها.
As Allah said that whoever is guided, then he is guided for himself. And whoever is misguided, he is misguided upon himself.
وقال تعالى.
And Allah Ta'ala says,
إن أحسنتم أحسنتم لأنفسكم وإن أسأتم فلها.
That if you do good, then you do good for yourself. And if you do bad, then you do bad upon yourself.
فهذا الحديث العظيم.
So this great hadith.
الذي يدل على أن 70,000 من الملائكة كل يوم يدخلون أو يصلون في البيت المعمور يدل دلالة عظيمة على غنى الله تبارك وتعالى عن عباده.
So this great hadith that indicates that there are 70,000 angels that enter this Bayt al-Ma'mur every day, that Allah is not in need for any of His slaves.
وفي حديث آخر قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And another hadith, رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said,
أطت السماء وحق لها أن تعط, أي أخرجت صوتا بكثر من ثقل ما تحمل من الملائكة. أطت السماء وحق لها أن تعط.
The sky, the heavens squeaked, and it has the right to squeak. Meaning, it made the sound creak, make the sound of creaking because of all the huge number of angels on it.
لما؟
Why?
قال ما من موضع أربع أصابع إلا ملك قائم أو ساجد لله.
He said there isn't four finger place. Except that there is an angel who is prostrating or bowing to Allah.
ما الفرق بين ملك وملك؟
What is the difference between ملك and ملك؟
ملك وملك.
ملك and ملك.
نعم. جمع ملك ملائكة.
The plural of ملك ملك.
ملك ملك ملائكة.
The plural of ملك is ملائكة.
وجمع ملك ملوك.
And the plural of ملك ملوك.
فهؤلاء الذين نؤمن بهم وركن من أركان الإيمان ملائكة.
So those who we believe in them, they are angels, ملائكة.
ومفرد ملائكة ملك.
And the singular of ملائكة is ملك.
وأما ملك وملوك.
As for ملك and ملوك, one king and king.
يعني king.
means king.
نعم. قال فصل ونؤمن بأن الله تعالى أنزل على رسله كتبا وهذا هو الركن الثالث من أركان الإيمان.
He said a section, a new section, and we believe that Allah تعالى revealed to His messengers books.
هذه الكتب هي كلام الله عز وجل.
These books are the speech of Allah عز وجل.
جعل الله حجة على العالمين.
Allah made it a proof and evidence upon the creation.
ومحجة للعالمين أي طريقا. نعم.
And it is a path for those who seek for the seekers.
حجة على العالمين، العالمين يعني الإنس والجن. ومحجة للعالمين أي العلماء. العالمين يعلمونهم بها. العالمين أحسن. يعلمونهم بها الحكمة ويزكونهم. نعم. وتصلح أيضا للعاملين، يعني الأنبياء هم اللي يعلمون العاملين. نعم.
Yeah, the alimin. The Sheikh in his copy, in his version, he says it has the alimin.
Yeah, the alimin. Yeah, Allah. ومحجّة للعاملين.
So there is messenger. So Allah revealed this book, hujjah and evidence for all the jinn and the ins, and it is a way and a path for those that are knowledgeable and the seekers who seek to teach people the wisdom and to purify them.
يعلمونهم أي الرسل بهذه الكتب يعلمون العاملين بها الحكمة ويزكونهم.
So they
يزكونهم أي يطهرونهم.
They teach them, meaning the prophets and messengers, they teach with these books the people, they teach them the wisdom and they purify them.
ونؤمن بأن الله تعالى أنزل مع كل رسول كتابا. كل رسول أنزل الله معه كتابا.
And we believe that Allah sent with every messenger a book. With every messenger a book.
والدليل قوله تعالى لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات. البينات كل ما يبين الحق.
Surely we have sent our messengers with the بينات. بينات that what clarifies all what clarifies the truth.
وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب. الكتاب اسم جنس يعني الكتب.
Oh, and we have revealed with them the book, meaning we have revealed with them all the books.
والميزان أي التوحيد. أي أنزل الله التوحيد وأمر به ليقوم الناس بالقسط أي بالتوحيد.
الميزان والميزان and we have revealed with them also الميزان the scale and the scale here means the توحيد so that the people will deal with it with القسط the just and here it's the توحيد
والتوحيد هو القسط والشرك هو الظلم
and توحيد is the justice and the shirk is the injustice
كما قال الله تعالى إن الشرك لظلم عظيم
هذا الله تعالى he says that surely shirk is a great injustice.
لماذا الشرك ظلم?
Why is shirk injustice?
بل هو ظلم عظيم.
But it is a great injustice.
بل هو أعظم ظلم.
But it is the greatest injustice.
Why? لماذا الشرك ظلم? نعم حاول. لماذا الشرك ظلم? أولا ما هو الظلم?
First, what is oppression or injustice? What is it?
ليس إن الله عز وجل الظلم نفسه ما هو النظر الله. طيب إذا قيل القاضي الفلاني ظالم لماذا؟ ماذا فعل؟ wait ها؟ يعني مثلا تخاصم اثنان على قطعة أرض عند قاضي والقاضي ظالم فماذا يفعل الظالم هذا؟ يعطي الحق لغير صاحبه صح؟ الآن لماذا الشرك ظلم؟
لأن الله عز وجل خلقك وأنت تعبد
غيره لأن التوحيد العبادة حق من؟ حق الله فمن صرف حق الله العبادة إلى غير الله فقد ظلم وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حق الله على العباد أن يعبدوه فالعبادة حق الله فمن صرف حق الله لغير الله فقد ظلم ظلما عظيما.
So the Sheikh asked the brother that what is the definition, why is shirk ظلم, why is shirk an oppression and injustice, why is it injustice?
لأن الظلم وضع الحق لغير صاحبه.
Because ظلم, the definition of injustice is that to give the right of somebody to another that he doesn't deserve it.
والعبادة حق الله.
And worship is the right of Allah.
فمن أشرك وضع العبادة لغير الله.
So whoever commits shirk and he associates with Allah.
فقد وضع الحق لغير صاحبه.
And he directs the worship and he gives and he directs the worship to other than Allah. Then he has removed the right of Allah and he gave it to others.
وهذا ظلم.
And this is injustice.
بل هو أعظم الظلم.
But it is the greatest injustice.
فإذا كان الشرك هو ظلم وأعظم الظلم.
So if shirk is injustice and it is the greatest injustice.
صار التوحيد قسط وأعظم القسط.
Then tawheed becomes justice and the greatest justice.
قال شيخنا ونعلم من هذه الكتب.
Our Sheikh he said, and we know from these books.
الله أنزل مع كل رسول كتاب.
Allah revealed with every book, with every messenger a book.
ولا نعرف أسماء الرسل كلهم.
And we do not know the names of all the messengers.
منهم من قص الله علينا ومنهم من لم يقصص علينا.
Some of them Allah told us about, others He did not.
وكذلك الكتب منها ما ذكره الله لنا ومنها ما لم يذكره الله وهو الأكثر.
And also books Allah, some of them Allah told us about, and others He did not, and that's most of them that we don't know about.
لكن نعلم من هذه ما أخبر الله عنها.
But we know with this whatever Allah said.
ألف التوراة التي أنزلها الله تعالى على موسى صلى الله عليه وسلم.
First one is التوراة. That was what Allah revealed to Musa صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ويعظم كتب بني إسرائيل.
And it is the greatest of the books of the children of Israel.
وقد كتبه الله عز وجل بيده.
And Allah wrote it with His hand.
قال تعالى فيها هدى ونور يحكم بها النبيون.
Allah said in it.
فيها الهداية وفيها النور.
Allah in it said in it, in the Tawrat, I mean in it there is guidance and there is light.
يحكم بها النبيون الذين أسلموا للذين هادوا والربانيون.
With it the rules that the prophets for those who believe.
والربانيون أي الذين يربون الناس والأحبار أي العلماء بما استحفظوا من كتاب الله أي بما أمرهم الله به أن يحفظوه من الكتاب. استحفظوا أي أمرهم بحفظه.
So, and this in the Torah يحكم بها النبيون. With it the prophets they rule for those who believe amongst the Jews and those الربانيون, those who teach people and the أحبار which are the scholars from whatever they memorize from the book of Allah and they protect it from the book of Allah.
باء الإنجيل. ألف التوراة باء الإنجيل.
Second الإنجيل.
وأيهما أفضل التوراة أم الإنجيل؟
And which is better التوراة or الإنجيل؟
التوراة.
It's التوراة.
كما قال الشيخ هي أعظم كتب بني إسرائيل.
Like the Sheikh said, it is the best of the books of the children of Israel.
وأما الإنجيل فهو متمم للتوراة.
As for the إنجيل, it is only perfection for the Torah.
فهو ليس ناسخا للتوراة.
It does not abrogate the Torah.
وإنما مكمل له متمم له.
But it's a completion for it and a perfection for it.
الإنجيل الذي أنزله الله تعالى على عيسى عليه السلام.
The Injil that Allah revealed upon Isa عليه السلام.
وهو مصدق للتوراة أي مؤكد له.
And it affirms whatever is in the Torah and completes it.
ومتمم لها.
And completes whatever is in the Torah.
قال الله تعالى وآتيناه أي عيسى عليه السلام الإنجيل فيه هدى ونور ومصدقا لما بين يديه من التوراة. لما بين يديه يعني ما تقدمه ونزل قبله من التوراة. وهدى أي هداية وموعظة للمتقين يتعظون به عن فعل المحرمات.
And Allah said, وآتيناه, and we gave him, meaning Isa, and we gave Isa an Injil. In it there is guidance and there is light, and affirms and believes whatever there is in the Torah that came before it. and it is guidance and admonishing to those who are muttaqeen, to those who fear Allah.
قال تعالى عن عيسى أنه قال وليحل لكم بعض الذي حرم عليكم, فجاء في التوراة تعديل بعض الأحكام أو نسخ بعض الأحكام التي كانت قبله.
And also Allah said وليحل لكم, about Isa saying that as I make halal for you, I make permissible for you some of the things that were prohibited upon you, meaning some of the rulings that were abrogated by the Injil.
جيم الزبور الذي آتاه الله تعالى داود عليه السلام.
See الزبور that was given to داود عليه السلام.
كما قال تعالى وآتينا داود الزبور.
As Allah said and we have given داود the زبور.
واسم الكتاب الزبور, يعني اسم الكتاب الذي أنزل الله على داود عليه السلام الزبور.
And the name of the book that was given to داود, the name of it is the زبور.
ده صحف إبراهيم وموسى عليه السلام كما في قوله صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
The books that was given to Ibrahim and Musa. So the scrolls that was given for Ibrahim and Musa alayhi salam.
والذي يظهر أن صحف موسى عليه السلام غير التوراة.
And what appears that the scroll that was given to Musa is different than the Torah.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
ها القرآن العظيم الذي أنزله الله على نبينا محمد خاتم النبيين صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Quran, the great Quran that was revealed to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu upon Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seal of all prophets.
هدى للناس ليس للعرب بل هو للناس, هداية للناس, وبينات من الهدى والفرقان.
It's guidance to all humanity, not only for Arabs. For Arabs, it's for all humanity. وبينات من الهدى and clarification.
البينات ما يبين الحق.
بينات is like whatever clarifies the truth.
من الهدى ما يحصل به الهداية.
So it clarifies, الهدى clarifies the guidance.
والفرقان ما يحصل به التفريق بين الحق والباطل.
And الفرقان that's why you differentiate with between the truth and the falsehood.
ووصفه الله جل وعلا فقال يقول مصدقا لما بين يديه من الكتاب, أي مؤكدا وشاهدا على ما سبقه من الكتب السماوية السابقة, ومهيمنا عليه أي ناسخا لها.
And Allah described it, that is مصدقا لما بين يديه من الكتاب, that it approves whatever came before it from the books. ومهيمنا عليه, that means it abrogated all that came before it.
فنسخ الله به جميع الكتب السابقة.
So Allah abrogated with it all the previous books.
وهذه من أعظم الفروقات بين القرآن والكتب السابقة.
And this is from the greatest differences between the Quran and the previous books.
أما الكتب السابقة فقد جعلها الله عز مؤقتة لزمن ما.
As for the previous books, Allah has made it. As for the previous books, Allah made it temporarily for a temporary time.
وجعلها لقوم معينين.
And he gave it for a specific group of people.
وأما القرآن فجعله الله خالدا إلى يوم القيامة.
As for the Quran, Allah made it eternal until the day of judgment.
وتكفل بحفظه.
And he took care of protecting it.
ولماذا لم يتكفل بحفظ الكتب السابقة؟
And why didn't he protect the previous books?
لأنها مؤقتة.
Because it was sent temporarily.
وأما القرآن فسيبقى إلى قبيل يوم القيامة.
As for the Quran, it will stay until a little bit before the day of judgment.
فتكفل الله عز وجل بحفظه.
And so that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he took care and he protected it.
تكفل بحفظه عن عبث العابثين وزيغ المحرفين.
He protected it from those who seek to change it and from those who seek to play with it.
وهذا العبث والتحريف
and this playing and changing it
يكون لألفاظ القرآن ويكون لمعاني القرآن.
This changing can be for the literal words of the Quran and it can be for the meanings of the Quran.
وأي الأمرين أخطر, تحريف الألفاظ ولا تحريف المعاني؟
And which of these two things is more dangerous, changing the literal words or changing the meanings?
لا شك أن تحريف المعاني أخطر.
Of course Changing the meanings is what is more severe and dangerous.
لأن تحريف الألفاظ
because changing the words, the literal words
ظاهر
it's clear
فلو أضاف أحد حرفا
so if a person were to add one letter
أو أنقص حرفا
or he removed one letter
أو غير حركة
or he removed only one حركة vowel
جعل المنصوب مرفوعا
he made that whatever has فتحة upon he made it a كسرة
أو المرفوع أو جعل المرفوع مخفوضا
or that it has a fatha that made it a kasra
لظهر أمره
it would appear
ولكن أشد خطورة
but what's more severe and dangerous
تفسير القرآن على غير مراد الله
that you interpret the Quran that whatever went with whatever Allah did not will
ومع ذلك
and although all of this
يبقى التفسير الصحيح للقرآن
the true interpretation and explanation of the Quran will stay
تفسير أهل السنة
the interpretation of the people of Sunnah
على مراد الله عز وجل
the same way that Allah wanted it
يبقى محفوظا
it will stay protected
وفق الله عز إليه من شاء من عباده
Allah will bless whoever he wishes amongst his slaves
أما التفاسير فهي كثيرة جدا
as for the interpretation and explanation they are many and a lot
لا يحصيها إلا الله
only Allah knows how much they are
وفي كل يوم تزداد التفاسير
and in every day the interpretations increase
إما تفاسير كاملة للقرآن
either total interpretation to the Quran
أو تفاسير لبعض أجزائه
or just interpretations to some parts of it
أو تفاسير لبعض سوره
or just to some of the surah of it
أو تفسير لبعض آياته
or just interpretation to some of the verses
فالكل يعبث كما شاء
everyone he plays and he misses around however he wishes
لكن الألفاظ الصحيحة والمعاني الصحيحة
but the true interpretation and the proper interpretation of the meanings
باقية ومحفوظة والحمد لله
is protected and will stay and praise to Allah
تأملوا كم بيننا وبين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
admire how far are we between us and the Prophet
مئات السنين
hundreds of years
ماذا جرى على العالم الإسلامي
what happened to the Islamic world
قامت دول وانخفضت دول
some of the countries they were established and others they fell
وقامت حضارات وانخفضت حضارات
and other civilizations and other civilizations raised and others they fell
وقامت عداوات
and enmities
وكم قتل من العلماء وكم حرق من الكتب
and how many books they were burned and how many scholars they were killed
وحروب عالمية
and war worlds
ووسائل إعلام مدمرة
and media destroying
واجتمع أهل الشر جميعهم على الإسلام
and all the people of evil they gathered together upon Islam
خلال مئات السنين
through hundreds of years
وما زال اللفظ الصحيح للقرآن محفوظا
and it's still the right pronunciation of the Quran is still there
وما زال كتب أهل السنة في تفسير القرآن تفسير صحيح محفوظا
and the interpretation the proper interpretation and explanation of the Quran of the people of Sunnah is still there
بل قال العلماء
what the scholars they said
يلزم من حفظ كتاب الله
It is important to protect the book of Allah.
أن يحفظ الله السنة.
That Allah protects the Sunnah.
هذا الذي أوجب الله على نفسه.
That what Allah has written upon Himself.
وهذا هو الذي تكفل الله به بنفسه.
And this what Allah He has took the responsibility for that by Himself.
وذلك.
And that is.
لأن القرآن.
Because the Quran.
لا يفهم.
It is not understood.
ولا تستقيم معانيه.
And its meaning is not straight.
ولا أحكامه.
Nor its ruling.
إلا بالسنة.
Except with that, unless that Sunnah is there.
فإن لم يحفظ الله السنة بجانب القرآن.
So if Allah did not protect the Sunnah. With the Quran,
وإلا لا فائدة من القرآن.
Then there is no benefit from the Quran.
فالصلاة أعظم أحكام الإسلام العملية.
Salah is the greatest actions of the greatest actions of Islam.
لها شروط.
It has conditions.
ولها أركان.
And it has pillars.
ولها واجبات.
And it has obligatory matters.
ولها مستحبات.
And it has recommended.
ولها صفة.
And it has a way it's performed in.
ومتنوعة.
And there's differences in it.
فهذه صلاة فجر وهذه ظهر وهذه عصر وهذه مغرب وهذه عشاء.
There is صلاة فجر and other صلاة عشاء and other صلوات.
ومتفاوتة في أحكامها.
And it has different rulings.
وهذه صلاة جمعة.
And this is صلاة الجمعة.
وتلك صلاة عيد.
And that's the Salah of Eid.
وهذه صلاة كسوف.
And the salah of the kusuf eclipse.
وهذه صلاة استسقاء.
And the salah asking for rain.
وهذه صلاة استخارة.
And the salah استخارة.
أين تفصيل هذه الأحكام؟
Where is the explanation of all and the details of all these rulings?
في أي سورة من سور القرآن?
In which of the chapters and surah of the Quran?
أن الصلوات في اليوم والليلة خمس.
As for the prayers in the day and the night, there are five.
وأن الظهر أربع ركعات.
And that the ظهر is four ركعات.
والمغرب ثلاث ركعات.
And المغرب is three ركعات.
وهذه جهرية وتلك سرية.
And this one you read loud in it, and the other one you read quietly in it.
كثير من الأحكام كثير جدا.
Many rulings, a lot.
لا يمكن فهمها
it is not possible to understand
ولا تطبيقها
or implementing it
ولا معرفة مراد الله عز وجل منها
or understanding the way that Allah wanted it from it
إلا بالسنة
except with the sunnah
أحاديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الصحيحة الثابتة
the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
وفي الحديث قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث مسعود رضي الله عنه
and in the hadith of ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه
لعن الله النامص والمتنمصة
Allah have cursed the one that plucks the facial hair, her facial hair and plucks the facial hair of others
فسمعت بذلك امرأة يقالها أم يعقوب
and a woman she heard that called أم يعقوب
وكانت تقرأ القرآن
and she used to read the Quran
فجاءت إلى ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه
and she came to ابن مسعود and Allah be pleased with him
فقالت ما هذا الحديث الذي بلغني عنك
and she said what is this that we heard about you
تقول لعن الله النامصة والمتنمصة
you curse that plucks the eyebrows in there and the one that plucks it
فقال وما للعن من لعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في كتابه
and what is the matter that I don't curse whatever the message of Allah curse and it's in his book
فقالت في كتاب الله
and she said in the book of Allah
لقد قرأت ما بين لوحيه
I read whatever is in between the whole book
فما وجدته
and I did not find that
فقال ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه
So Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, he said,
على أنك لو قرأتيه لوجدتيه.
He said, if you were to read it all, then you will find it.
أي لو قرأتيه بتدبر لوجدت هذا الكلام الذي يقوله في كتاب الله.
That means if you read it with pondering upon it, you will find it in the book of Allah.
أما قرأتي قول الله عز وجل.
You did not read whatever Allah said.
وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا.
And that Allah, the message of Allah ordered you to do then take it and that he forbid you to do then stay away from it.
قالت بلى.
She said yes.
قال فإني سمعته من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
I heard it from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
والمقصود أيها الأخوة الكرام.
And what we mean my dear brothers.
أنه لا يمكن أن يستقيم القرآن.
That the Quran will not stay straight.
بأحكامه وأخباره.
With its news and its rulings.
إلا بجانبه السنة.
Unless that beside it there is sunnah.
فإذا تكفل الله عز وجل بحفظ القرآن.
So if Allah He took the responsibility of protecting the Quran,
فيلزم من حفظه جل وعلا للقرآن أن يحفظ معه السنة.
Then it is also required that Allah will with protecting the Quran, He protects the Sunnah.
هو الذي ألزم نفسه جل وعلا بذلك.
He Allah is the one that He wrote upon Himself that.
وتكفل بذلك.
And He took the responsibility for that.
فله الحمد جل وعلا على ذلك.
Then all praise and thanks belong to Allah for that.
فسخر العلماء.
So He made the ulama available.
وهم ورثة الأنبياء.
And they are the inheritance of the prophets.
فميزوا الصحيح من السقيم.
So they differentiate between the authentic and between the ill and weak.
وهؤلاء العلماء.
And those scholars
الذين يميزون الصحيح من السقيم
that differentiate between that which is authentic and that which is not
لن تجدهم إلا عند أهل السنة
you will not find them except in amongst the people of أهل السنة
أما غيرهم
but other than them
فإما لا علماء لهم
it's either that they don't have any scholars
أو عندهم علماء منحرفون
or they have some deviant scholars
أما علماء يعرفون الكتاب والسنة
but scholars that they understand the book and the sunnah
يفسرون القرآن على مراد الله
interpret the Quran the way Allah wanted it.
ويعرفون الصحيح من السقيم من الأحاديث.
And they know that which is true and which is authentic and that which is not amongst the hadith.
ويشرحونها كما على مراد رسول الله على ما أراد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وقصد بها.
And they explain and interpret the same way that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم meant and wanted from it.
فهذا أبدا لا تجده إلا عند أهل السنة.
So this you will never ever would you find it unless except in the people of Sunnah.
وفي الحج العام الماضي.
And in pilgrimage and Hajj in the previous year.
كنا في مكة في الحج.
We were in Mecca and Hajj.
فزارنا في مقر حملتنا وبعثتنا اللي كنا فيها.
And visited us in our place that we were sitting in our group.
بعض الحجاج من إيران.
Some of the حجاج, those who came to perform Hajj from Iran.
مقيمون في الكويت.
They lived in Kuwait.
وهم قد اعتنقوا مذهب أهل السنة والجماعة.
And they follow مذهب أهل السنة والجماعة.
وكانوا قبل ذلك رافضة شيعة.
And before that they used to be amongst رافضة, the extreme groups of Shia.
فبين أنهم قد نفعهم الله عز وجل.
And they clarified that Allah has benefited them.
واستفادوا من الشيخ عثمان الخميس جزاه الله خيرا.
And they learned from the Sheikh Uthman al-Khamis, may Allah reward him.
وهو أحد المشايخ من الكويت.
And he is among the scholars in Kuwait.
قالوا فهدانا الله عز وجل السنة.
So Allah guided us to Sunnah.
وعرفنا الحق وتمسكنا به.
And we knew the truth and we held strong to it.
وقال أحدهم أنه تسننا هو وزوجته.
And one of them said that he and his wife they became amongst the Sunnah.
ثم وصف حالة غريبة في إيران.
And then he described something which is extremely amazing in Iran.
فقال هناك علماء الشيعة.
Over there, he said, the scholars of the Shia.
أبدا لا يعرفون القرآن.
They don't know the Quran.
ولا يقرؤونه.
And they don't read it.
ولا يستدلون به.
And they don't use it as proof.
ولا يعلمونه الناس.
And they don't teach it to the people.
وإنما فقط يذكرون القصص.
They only mention stories.
التي فيها بكاء.
That in it there is crying.
وأن أهل البيت قد ظلموا.
And that the household of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, they were oppressed.
فلا يعرفون شيئا.
So they don't know anything.
ولا يتمكنون من تعليم الناس شيئا.
And they're not able to teach the people anything.
حتى قال لو وجد.
And he said even that if it was available.
على وسائل الإعلام.
On the media.
والفضائيات.
And the media channels.
من يتكلم بالفارسية.
Whoever will talk in Persian.
ويدعو عامة الشيعة إلى السنة.
And he called most of the Shia to the Sunnah.
قال فأنا متأكد أن سيتأثر كثير منهم.
He said that I am sure that most of them will be influenced.
لأن لا شيء عندهم.
Because they have nothing.
حتى علماءهم حتى مشايخهم.
Even their knowledgeable and their شيوخ.
يقول لو ذهبت وأنا أحد العوام.
He said me amongst the general people.
أسأله وأناقشه.
Asking him and arguing with him.
ما عنده شيء.
He does not have anything.
إنما فقط يتسلطون على الناس.
Only they just go on the and they on upon the normal people.
ويرتدون العمائم.
And they wear the turbans.
وينغمون لهم بأصوات حزينة.
And they talk and they sing with them with sad voices.
ويبكونهم.
And they make them cry.
ويأخذون أموالهم ويتسلطون عليهم.
Take their money and they oppress them.
فالحمد لله على السنة.
So الحمد لله for the Sunnah.
بينما لو نظرت إلى علماء السنة.
But if you were to look on the knowledge of the scholars of أهل السنة.
تجدهم إذا تكلموا.
You see if they talk.
قالوا قال الله كذا وكذا.
They will say Allah said so and so.
وقال رسول الله كذا وكذا.
And Allah said and His Messenger said. So.
وروى البخاري.
And Bukhari narrated.
وروى مسلم.
And Muslim narrated.
وهو عند أبي داود في السنن.
And it is in Abi Dawood in his book Sunan.
قال ابن عباس.
And Ibn Abbas said.
وكانت عائشة تقول.
And Aisha used to say.
وهذا إمام أحمد قال كذا.
And he is Imam Ahmad. He said that.
تجد علما.
You see knowledge.
ونور وهدى.
And guidance and light.
وأحكام ونقشات.
And rulings and rulings. Discussions.
بينما تجد عند البدع.
But you see for the people of بدعة.
القيل والقال.
What that person said and that said.
فالصوفية.
So in صوفية.
انتشروا في العالم.
They spread all over the world.
انتشارا عظيما.
Great spread.
وهم لا يجدون من العبادة.
and they don't find among the worship
الا انهم يرقصون فيها
except that they dance in it
فيقولون هذه عبادة لله
and they say that's how we worship Allah
وينبحون كالكلاب
and they bark like dogs
ويقولون هو ذكر لله
and they say this is remembering of Allah
ثم اذا وحضروا الحلقة
and then if they mention if they
تماسكوا بأيديهم
if they attend حلقة they will hold their hands
ورقصوا رقصتهم المشهورة
and they will dance their famous dance
وأخذوا ينبحون ويقفزون
and they will start jumping and barking
كأنهم مجانين
like they are crazy
ثم يقدمون الطعام ويتعشون عشاء دسما
and then they will bring some food and they will eat the heavy food
فيقولون ما شاء الله حضرنا حلقة ذكر
and they say ما شاء الله we attended this great the درس or this great gathering and circle of remembering.
ويبقى بعضهم 20 و30 سنة.
And some of them they say 20 and 30 years.
ما استفاد شيئا.
He did not benefit anything.
بينما لو سلك أحد طريق أهل السنة.
But if one of them were to take the path of أهل السنة.
وسمع خطبة واحدة.
And he hears. One خطبة
أو درسا واحدا
or one class
والله إن كان الذي يتكلم أو يخطب سني
that the person who is giving and he's talking he's Sunni
فإنه لن يعدم من فائدة ولو مرة واحدة يحضر عنده ويستفيد منه
he will always benefit something, he will come and he doesn't benefit anything
بينما أهل البدع لا يستفيد الإنسان منهم شيئا
as for the people of innovation the people doesn't benefit from them anything
شأنهم شأن علماء بني إسرائيل الأحبار والرهبان
Their way is the way of the scholars of Bani Israel. They eat the people of the they eat the money of the people without any right. And they turn people away from the way of Allah. So you see the Shaykh for the people of innovation. He will oppress them. So they will touch him. And he gives them his hand so they can kiss it. And they give them money.
ومن الاحترام والتقدير.
And respect and honor.
بينما والله الذي لا إله إلا هو.
But by Allah that there is no ilah but He.
وأين علماء السنة؟
We saw the scholars of Ahl al-Sunnah.
يبذلون للناس أموالهم.
They give their own money to the people.
ويشفعون لهم الشفاعات.
And they intercede for them.
ويحلون لهم مشاكلهم.
They solve their problems.
ولا يسأل الناس أموالهم.
They don't ask the people for their money.
شأنهم شأن الأنبياء.
Their way is the way of the prophets.
فهم ورثة الأنبياء.
Because they are the inheritance of the prophets.
والله يقول على الأنبياء أنهم يقولون لأقوامهم.
And Allah said about the prophets that they say to the people
وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ
And I do not ask you for this any reward
وَإِنَّمَا يُبَلِّغُونَ الدِّينَ مِنْ أَجْلِ الدِّينَ
But they just give and they spread the religion just for the sake of the religion
وَلَقَدْ ذَكَرْنَا الْبَارِحَةَ
And we mentioned yesterday
عن الشيخ بن باز رحمه الله تعالى
About Sheikh Ibn Baz may Allah have mercy on him
وَكَيْفَ كَانَ يَبْذُلُ بَذْلًا عَظِيمًا
And how he used to spend a great deal
لَا يُحْصِي إِلَّا اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ
No one can count it except for الله عز وجل.
بعدما ذكرت جانبا يسيرا جدا من حياة الشيخ ومواقف الشيخ.
After I mentioned just a little small part of the life of the Sheikh.
البارحة الذي هو البارحة.
Just yesterday.
بعدما انتهينا وصلينا العشاء.
After I finished and prayed العشاء.
جاءني أحد الأخوة.
Some of the brothers he came.
وهو من مدينة أخرى.
And from another city.
حضر معنا هنا.
He came here.
فسلم علي وقال.
And he shook my hand and gave me salam and he said.
قال أنا مدرس قرآن في مدينة كذا وكذا.
He said, I'm a Quran teacher in that city.
قال وكان والدي.
And he said, my father.
الشيخ بن باز كفير له.
Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz, he used to be his sponsor.
فانظروا بارك الله فيكم.
So look, may Allah bless you.
الفرق بين علماء السنة.
The difference between the people of Sunnah.
وعلماء البدعة.
And the scholars of بدعة and innovation.
نرجع ونعود ونقول.
We come back and we say
إن الله جل وعلا تكفل بحفظ دينه
that Allah he took the responsibility to protect his religion
بحفظ القرآن والسنة
by protecting the Quran and the Sunnah
قال جل وعلا إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون الذكر القرآن
Allah said that we have revealed the remembrance and we will protect it
ولما حفظ الله القرآن حفظ معه السنة
And when Allah He protected the Quran, He protected with it the Sunnah.
فإن قال قائل لكن الله يقول إننا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإن له لحافظون الذكر القرآن.
So if somebody would say, Allah says that we have revealed the dhikr, the remembrance, and we will protect it, then it is only the Quran.
لَقُلْنَا أَنَّ السُنَّةَ أَيْضًا تَنْزِيلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ.
We would say that the sunnah also is revelation from Allah.
وَوَحْيُ مِنَ اللَّهِ.
And it is revelation from Allah.
حتى قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said.
ألا إني أوتيت القرآن ومثله معه.
That I was given the Quran and that which is similar to it.
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أتاه الله القرآن ومثله يعني الوحي.
So Allah he gave صلى الله عليه وسلم the Quran and that which is similar to it.
ويقول الله لأزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمهات المؤمنين.
And Allah says to the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, the mother of the believers,
وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ.
And remember that which is recited for you.
وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ.
And mention that which is mentioned to you in your houses from the verses of Allah and al-hikmah.
والحكمة فسرت بالسنة.
And the hikmah, the meaning of al-hikmah is al-sunnah.
فيتلى في كتاب في بيوتهن أنه كان يقرأ القرآن في بيوتهن.
So the Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to recite in their houses.
وكان عنده حكمة أي السنة أفعاله أوامره أقواله.
And he is reciting in his houses the ayat of Allah and the hikmah. Which is the wisdom, all his actions and his acts of worship, whatever he used to do in the house.
وإنما أطلنا في هذا المقام.
And we spoke for a long time in this.
لبيان أهمية القرآن والسنة.
To clarify the importance of the Quran and the Sunnah.
والتمسك بهما.
And to hold upon them.
لا بأحدهما دون الآخر.
Not to hold of one of them and not the other.
فإن الله حفظ القرآن وحفظ السنة.
Because Allah, He has protected the Quran and protected the Sunnah.
قال الشيخ رحمه الله.
The Sheikh he said, may Allah have mercy on him.
لما حفظ الله القرآن قال لأنه سيبقى حجة على الخلق أجمعين إلى يوم القيامة.
He said, because Allah, why did Allah protect the Quran? He, the Sheikh explains that it is because it will say an evidence upon the people, all of the people until the day of judgment.
أما الكتب السابقة فإنها مؤقتة.
As for the previous books, it is just temporarily.
بأمد ينتهي بمدة تنتهي.
Until a limited time and then it will be over.
بنزول ما ينسخها ويبين ما حصل فيها من تحريف وتغيير.
Until the revelation of that which will abrogate it and clarify whatever changes happen in it.
ولهذا لم تكن معصومة منه أي من التحريف.
And that's why it wasn't protected from changing.
فقد وقع فيها التحريف والزيادة والنقص.
So changing in it happened and increasing in it and decreasing from it.
كما قال جل وعلا.
As Allah Azza wa Jalla says.
من الذين هادوا يحرفون الكلمة عن مواضعه.
Amongst those the هادوا
اليهود.
They changed the words from their places.
وقال فويل الذين يكتبون الكتاب بأيديهم ثم يقولون هذا من عند الله.
And he said,
وعيد شديد لمن يكتبون الكتاب.
Punishment for those who they write the book from with their own hands, and then they say that this is from Allah.
لما يفعل ذلك؟
Why do they do this?
قال ليشتروا به ثمن قليلا طمعا في المال والكسب.
Allah said, they can buy with it a little bit amount of money.
فويل لهم مما كتبت أيديهم وويل لهم مما يكسبون.
So this a severe punishment is for them from whatever their hands wrote, and a severe punishment is for them from whatever they gained out of that.
وقال تعالى.
And Allah Ta'ala He said.
قل من أنزل الكتاب الذي جاء به موسى.
Who revealed the book that Musa or that Musa came with.
قل من أنزل استفهام للاستنكار عليه من أنزل الكتاب الذي جاء بموسى.
Say who revealed the book that Musa came with. Allah is asking a question that will see which benefit from it. A negation.
نورا وهدى للناس أي جعله نورا وهدى للناس من.
Light and guidance for the people. Who is that revealed this book that has light and guidance in it.
أنه الله عز وجل.
الله عز وجل.
ومع ذلك.
But although this of that.
تجعلونه قراطيس تبدونها وتخفون كثيرا أي تخفون شيء وتبدون شيء كما تشتهون تحرفونها وتميلون بها.
You make it like
paper.
You make it papers. You hide whatever you wish You hide whatever you wish from it, and you give and you make clear, and you give and make clear from whatever you wish. They cut it and they made it into papers. They hide some and they leave some up here.
كما فعلوا بآية الرجم. رجم الزاني.
As they did with the stoning that one who commits the fornication, adultery.
فإنهم استبدلوها بحكم آخر.
They changed this rule with another one.
فالزاني إذا كان متزوجا وزنا.
The one who commits adultery, he's married and he commits adultery.
والمرأة الزانية إذا كانت متزوجة وزنت.
And the woman, if she's married and she commits adultery.
فحكم الله أنهم يرجم بالحجارة حتى يموت.
Then the rule of Allah that they should be stoned until they die.
فلما كثر في شرفائهم الزنا.
So when amongst their honorable people,
بدلوا حكم الله عز وجل.
When amongst the honorable people zina spread and fornication and adultery spread, they changed the rule of Allah عز وجل.
فكتبوا آية بأيديهم أخرى آية من عندهم بأيديهم.
They wrote a verse with their own hands.
وأن الذي يزني.
And that the one that who commits adultery.
وسود وجهه بالفحم.
His face will become black with coal.
ويركب على حمار.
And
بالمنكوس.
And they will put him on a donkey upside down or backwards.
ويطاف به بالأسواق.
And they make him go and they said he sits in the donkey backwards and then he goes in the markets.
ما فعلوا هذا.
They did not do this.
وهم يعتقدون أن هذا الفعل معصية.
And they think that this action is a sin.
وأنهم قصروا في تطبيق حكم الله.
And that they have they didn't do what they're supposed to do in implementing what Allah says.
وإنما
but
كتبوا آية أخرى من عندهم بهذه العقوبة.
They write another verse and they're on as a punishment for this act.
وأخفى العقوبة التي أنزلها الله.
And they hide it, the punishment that Allah revealed.
ثم يقول للناس هذا الذي أنزله الله.
And then they say to the people, this is what Allah revealed.
فهكذا كانوا يفعلون.
So this is what they used to do.
قال تعالى وإن منهم لفريقا يلوون ألسنتهم بالكتاب لتحسبونه من الكتاب وما هو من الكتاب. أي إذا يأتون بكلام من كلام الناس. أي يأتون بكلام من كلام الناس.
And also Allah says that amongst them that there's a group.
وَيَقْرَأُونَ يُرَسِّلُونَهُ كَأَنَّهُ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ.
There's a group that they come of some of the statements of the people and they recite it as if it's the words of Allah.
فالناس يظنون أنه كتاب سماوي.
So the people they think that this is a book from Allah.
وهم يكتبون وهم يتلون كلاما كتبوهم بأيديهم.
And they recite some speech that they wrote with their own hands.
ما فعلوا هذا فقط.
They don't do this only.
بل نسبوا القول الذي هم قالوا إلى الله ويقولون هذا هو من عند الله.
And not only that they do that, but they say this is from Allah.
والواقع أنه وما هو من عند الله.
And the reality it is not from Allah.
ويقولون على الله الكذب وهم يعلمون أنهم كاذبون على الله.
And they say about Allah lies knowingly, and they know that they are lying about Allah, and they say it.
ثم قال الله تعالى ما كان لبشر أن يؤتيه الله الكتاب والحكم والنبوة ثم يقول للناس كونوا عبادا لي من دون الله. أبدا الله ما يرسل رسولا يقول للناس اعبدوني واتركوا عبادة الله.
And then Allah said and there isn't and there were not a human being that Allah have sent. Allah have sent with them the book and the wisdom and the prophecy, the prophethood. Then he orders the people and he says be worship me instead of worshiping Allah.
وقال الله يا أهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا يبين لكم كثيرا مما كنتم تخفون من الكتاب. أي رسول الله صلى الله حتى يبين له أنكم كنتم تخفون كذا وكذا. نعم.
And also Allah said O people of the scripture, of the people of the book, our messenger was sent, came to you to clarify for you many things that you used to hide from the book.
إلى قوله تعالى
until Allah says
لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم.
Surely they have disbelieved and committed kufr those who said that surely Allah he is the son of Allah is the son of Allah is المسيح ابن مريم.
ثم قال الشيخ رحمه الله
Then the Shaykh, he said, may Allah have mercy on him.
Faslun.
Chapter or section.
في بيان الركن الرابع من أركان الإيمان.
To clarify the fourth.
ما تقدر نستبدلك بأحسن. Exchange. Another one. تعال بعد. تعال كمل. فهمناها. ثم قال الشيخ رحمه الله فصل أي في بيان الركن الرابع من أركان الإيمان.
And the Shaykh said a chapter to clarify one of the chapters of the Iman.
نؤمن بأن الله تعالى بعث إلى خلقه رسلا.
We do believe that Allah Azza wa Jal sent to His people messengers and prophets.
هؤلاء الرسل بشر.
These prophets and messengers are human beings.
اختارهم الله واصطفاهم من سائر البشر.
Allah Azza wa Jal chose them among all of His servants.
وجعلهم رسلا لتبليغ الدين.
And He made them messengers to convey the message to people.
وجعلهم الله كما قال.
And Allah Azza wa Jal made them like He said.
مبشرين ومنذرين. مبشرين من يطيعهم بالجنة ومنذرين من يعصيهم بالنار.
Giving good news to the obedience and warning those who go astray.
لماذا أرسل الله الرسل؟
Why did Allah Azza wa Jal send the messengers and prophets?
قال لئلا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل.
So the servants won't have any proof against Allah in the day of judgment.
حتى لا يقول قال ما جاءني من رسول ما علمت ما دريت.
So none of the servants will have an excuse in front of Allah said, I didn't know any better, I didn't see any messenger or prophet.
وكان الله عزيزا حكيما لعزته وحكمته أرسل رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين.
And Allah was the most powerful and had a lot of wisdom by sending his messengers and prophets warning and giving good news to the servants.
ونؤمن بأن أولهم نوح عليه السلام.
And we do believe that the first of all of them was Nuh عليه السلام.
وآخر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the last of all of them محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وعلى رسل الله أجمعين.
And upon all of the messengers and prophets من الصلاة.
والدليل على أن نوح عليه السلام هو أول الرسل.
And the proof that نوح عليه السلام was the first prophet of Allah.
قوله جل وعلا إنا أوحينا إليك كما أوحينا إلى نوح والنبيين من بعده.
What Allah has said in the Quran that we have revealed to you like we did reveal to the one to نوح and those who were before you.
وفي الصحيحين من حديث أبي هريرة حديث الشفاعة الطويل.
And in the الصحيحين in the hadith of the intercession which is a long hadith.
يأتون الناس يوم القيامة إلى نوح عليه السلام ويقولون يا نوح أنت أول الرسل.
That people at the day of judgment after you know when they Allah resurrects the dead, the first they're going to go to is نوح عليه السلام. They said to him, oh Nuh, you are the first messenger or prophet of Allah.
والدليل أن محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم خاتمهم وآخرهم.
And the proof that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the last of all the messengers and prophets of Allah.
قوله جل وعلا ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم.
Allah says in the Quran that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was not a father of any one of your men.
ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين آخرهم.
But a messenger of Allah and the last of all of the messengers and prophets.
وهؤلاء الرسل متفاضلون.
And this messenger and prophets in different cut you know the levels with Allah Azza wa Jalla.
كما قال الله في آية البقرة تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض.
Like Allah mentioned Surah Al-Baqarah that Allah you know favored some over others.
قال جل وعلا وأن أفضلهم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And Allah has mentioned the best of all of them was Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ثم إبراهيم.
Then Ibrahim عليه السلام.
ثم موسى ثم عيسى ثم نوح وعيسى.
Then موسى then نوح then عيسى.
ثم موسى ثم نوح وعيسى.
موسى ذن نوح أن عيسى.
نعم. عيسى بن مريم. قال وهم المقصوصون في قوله تعالى.
Allah said that they are the ones whom Allah mentioned in His word.
وإذ أخذنا من النبيين ميثاقهم أي أخذ الله عليهم العهد بالوفاء وحملوا أمانة عظيمة عهدا.
When Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned the Quran, He took from this all of these messengers an oath.
ومنك ومن نوح وإبراهيم وموسى وعيسى ابن مريم.
And from you, O Muhammad, and Ibrahim.
نوح.
نوح وإبراهيم إبراهيم. And موسى and عيسى the son of Maryam.
وأخذنا منهم ميثاقا غليظا أي عهدا وثيقا على أن يفوا به.
We took from them all of this mentioned messengers of prophets mentioned that Allah took from them a strong oath that they had to fulfill.
وهؤلاء يسمون أولو العزم من الرسل أصحاب العزيمة الكاملة من الرسل فهم أكمل الرسل وأفضل الرسل.
So this messengers of prophets the five messengers of prophets are the ones called Ulul Azm, those whom Allah took the most severe and strong oath for them to convey the message of Allah.
فهم أفضل الرسل هؤلاء الخمسة.
These five are the best among all of the messengers and prophets of Allah.
وأفضل هؤلاء الخمسة على الإطلاق نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the best of these five messengers and prophets is with no doubt Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وهذه الأفضلية في هؤلاء.
And the preference in this the messengers
الخمسة أولي العزم الرسل
these five messengers
وأفضلية الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم عليهم جميعا
and the supremacy of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم above all of these messengers and prophets
لا ينافي قول الله تبارك وتعالى
does not contradict the word of Allah عز وجل
لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله
we do not make any difference between all of the messengers and prophets
فليس معنى لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله أنهم لا يتفاضلون
so the meaning when Allah سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran we do not make any difference between the messengers and the prophets that doesn't mean that they're not in different levels in the scale of Allah Azza wa
Jalla وإنما معنى لا نفرق بين أحد منهم
but the meaning of the word of Allah we do not make any difference in between any one of them
أي لا نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعضهم
meaning we do not believe some of them and we disbelieve others
كما فعل اليهود والنصارى
like the Jews and the Christians did
فقد أرسل الله عز وجل عيسى بمريم عليه السلام
الله عز وجل أرسل عيسى the son of Maryam may Allah peace and be blessed with Allah be upon them
وبشر برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
and he gave the news to his own people about the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد coming up to him
وعين اسمه قال اسمه أحمد وهو من أسماء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
and he even mentioned him by name like it's mentioned in the Quran when he said his name is Ahmed
وذكر الله عنهم بأنهم يعرفون النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما يعرفون أبنائهم
and Allah also has mentioned in the Quran that people of the book, they know, even though they didn't see him, the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, better than they didn't know their own children.
ومع ذلك لما جاءهم ما عرفوا كفروا به.
And whenever Allah sent to them whatever they knew, they made kufr and they disbelieved.
أما نحن والحمد لله المسلمون.
But us the Muslims and we thank Allah subhanahu wa taala.
فلا نفرق بين أحد من رسله أي نؤمن بهم جميعا.
We do not make any difference between any of the messengers and prophets of Allah. We believe in all of them.
لكنهم هل يتفاضلون؟
But are they in different levels with Allah عز وجل؟
نعم يتفاضلون والله يقول تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض.
Yes, they do because Allah has mentioned in the Quran that Allah prefers some over others.
ورفعنا بعضهم درجات.
And Allah put them in different levels.
يقول ونعتقد أن شريعة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And he said, meaning the Shaykh, we do believe in the Sharia, the legislation of the Messenger Muhammad.
أي نحن أهل السنة والجماعة نعتقد أن شريعة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Meaning when he says we believe us. أهل السنة والجماعة
حاوية لفضائل الشرائع كلها أي مشتملة على تلك الشرائع كلها
the Sharia and the legislation have all sorts of legislations that goes with it
حاوية لفضائل الشرائع هؤلاء الرسل المخصوصين بالفضل
and the Sharia also that has all of this great characteristics these messengers and their supremacy in their differences
لقوله تعالى شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوحا شرع لكم أي يا أمة محمد من الدين ما وصى به أي مثل ما وصى به نوحا
like he said in the Quran شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوحا that he has legislated to you what he has revealed to Nuh before you also
والذي أوحينا إليك أي وشرعنا لكم الذي أوحينا إليك يا رسول الله
and that what we have revealed to you what we have legislated to you or you Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم
وماذا شرع الله لنا
What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislate to us?
قال وما وصينا بإبراهيم وموسى وعيسى.
Then Allah explained what we have advised and ordered with it, Ibrahim, Musa and Isa.
أن أقيموا الدين شرع الله لنا أن يجب عليكم أن تقوموا بهذا الدين فهو مسؤوليتكم.
Then establish what we have revealed to them to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is your great responsibility.
ولا تتفرقوا فيه أي لا تختلفوا.
And do not go astray, do not differ among you concerning this deen.
وسبب الاختلاف
And the cause of the differences.
ترك التمسك بهذا الدين.
Let go of this deen.
فلو تمسك الجميع بهذا الدين كما أنزله الله.
But if each one of us holds on to the deen the exact same way it was revealed to us.
ما حصلت الفرقة.
We would never experience any type of differences.
وإنما الفرقة الواقعة في أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
But the division and the differences that exist in the ummah, the Messenger of Allah.
لاختلافهم بالتمسك بالدين.
Because they all differ in the way they hold on to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
بينما أهل السنة,
but people of the sunnah,
إذا وجدت سنيا,
whenever you see a person, a sunni,
في قرن مضى,
in the last century,
في القرن السابع أو الخامس أو العاشر,
in the 7th century or the 9th century or the 10th century,
ثم تجد سنيا,
then you find a sunni,
معاصرا,
who lives with us in our time,
تجدهم يتكلمون بعقائد واحدة,
you'll see that they speak the same language,
بأصول واحدة,
with the same foundation concerning the aqidah.
ليس بينهم فرقة.
There is absolutely no division between them.
لماذا؟ لأنهم يأخذون من مصدر واحد.
Why? Because they take from the same source.
من الكتاب والسنة وكلام السلف الأمة.
From the book and the sunnah and what the salaf رضي الله عنهم ورضوان.
قال الشيخون ونؤمن بأن جميع الرسل بشر مخلوقون.
And the Shaykh al-Uthaymeen رحمه الله says, we believe that all of the messages of prophets are a creation of Allah.
ليس لهم من خصائص ربوبية شيء.
They have absolutely nothing to send the godship of Allah.
بخلاف أهل الكتاب.
Different than people of the book.
الذين يظنون أن عيسى بن مريم عليه السلام.
Those who believe that Isa the son of Maryam عليهما السلام.
ابن الله أو هو الله.
The son of Allah or he himself is Allah.
أو أن عزير ابن الله.
Or عزير was the son of Allah.
بينما نحن المسلمون أهل السنة.
But us the Muslims, people of the Sunnah.
نعتقد بأن الرسل مخلوقون.
We do believe, strongly believe that the messengers and prophets were out of creation of Allah.
ليس لهم من خصائص ربوبية شيء.
They are not in a position of being gods or lords or whatever.
قال الله تعالى عن أولهم وهو نوح عليه السلام.
Allah عز وجل said about the first of all of them and he is Nuh عليه السلام.
قال ولا أقول لكم عندي خزائن الله.
Then he said to his people, I do not tell you that I own the treasures of Allah.
فهو ليس الرزاق.
And I'm not the one, the sustainer.
وليس الخلاق.
I am not the one who creates.
وليس مالك الملك.
And I'm not the great owner of the kingdom.
فنوح يقول لقومه.
So Nuh is saying to his own people.
أمره الله بذلك.
And Allah is ordering him to say that to his people.
لا أقول لكم عندي خزائن الله.
I do not say to you that I have the treasures of Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
ولا أعلم الغيب.
And I do not know from the unseen world anything.
لأن لا يعلم الغيب إلا الله.
Because the only one who knows the unseen world is Allah.
ولا أقول إني ملك.
And I do not tell you that I'm an angel.
وإنما هو بشر.
But I am just a human being.
وأمر الله تعالى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم هو آخر رسل.
And Allah عز وجل has ordered the last of his messengers and prophets محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
أن يقول
to say
ما قاله نوح باللفظ والحرف.
What exactly Nuh was ordered to convey to his people literally.
فقال الله تعالى
that Allah سبحانه وتعالى said
عن محمد لمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
to محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
أن يقول
to say
ولا أقول لكم عندي خزائن الله.
And I'm not telling you, I'm not going to tell you that I own the treasures of Allah. I do not know the unseen world.
ولا أقول إني ملك.
And I do not say to you that I'm an angel.
فكما أن دعوة الرسل دعوة متفقة.
So like the call of every single messenger is connected to one another.
فكم بين نوح عليه السلام ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So how long, how many years, how many centuries between نوح عليه السلام ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قرون طويلة لا يعلمه إلا الله.
Centuries and centuries only Allah knows how long.
ومع ذلك ما قاله نوح عليه السلام لقومه.
And whatever Nuh عليه السلام said to his people,
قاله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بالحرف لقومه.
He was said again to the people of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم by Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أقول كما أن دعوة الرسل متفقة.
So he said, the Sheikh said, like I'm saying to you that the da'wah, the call of the Anbiya, the Messenger of Prophet, is connected.
كذلك دعوة أهل السنة متفقة.
The exact same way the call or the da'wah of Ahlul Sunnah is connected to one another.
كما ذكرت لكم قبل قليل.
Like I was mentioning to you earlier.
إذا جئت بكلام لعالم أهل السنة.
Whenever you bring some of the sayings of one of the knowledgeable people among the people of the Sunnah.
قبل مئات السنين.
Years, 400 years ago.
ووجدت عالما سنيا.
And you find another Sunni, a scholar.
بعده بقرون.
After him with centuries.
أو من المعاصرين.
Or from those who live with us today.
وجدت كلاما في العقيدة واحدا متطابقا.
You'll find that they speak the same language whenever it comes to the matter of the عقيدة.
والله يقول في كتابه.
And Allah says in the Quran.
ولو كان عندي غير الله.
And if it was revealed from other than Allah.
لوجد فيه اختلافا كثيرا.
And indeed they would find in this book a lot of differences.
فعدم اختلاف الأنبياء.
So, for the أنبياء, not going against each other, being different to one, from one another.
وعدم اختلاف أهل السنة.
And أهل السنة also not being different from one another.
دليل على أنهم يأخذون من مشرب واحد من مصدر واحد.
A strong proof that they do not take only one from one common source.
وأمر الله عز وجل نبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يقول.
And Allah ordered the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم to say.
قل لا أملك لنفسي نفعا ولا ضرا.
Say, meaning to your people that I do not own to myself any beneficial thing or anything that hurts.
إلا ما شاء الله.
Only what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is permissible from by Allah.
فهذا دليل على بشريته.
So this is a strong proof that he was a human being.
وأن ليس له الخسارة بشيء.
And he doesn't have anything concerning the lordship or the godship, anything.
إذا كان لا يملك لنفسه.
If he did not own anything to hurt or benefit himself.
وهو حي.
And he was alive.
على ما أتاه الله.
According to what Allah has given him
من الحكمة
from the wisdom
وكمال العقل
and also the perfection in his brain
مع ذلك لا يملك لنفسي نفعا ولا ضرا
all of that he was not able to be beneficial to himself or in a position that he could harm himself
فمن باب أولى
so first or priority to all of that
ألا يملك لغيره
if he didn't own what we mentioned earlier now for himself then he was not able to own it for others
نفعا ولا ضرا
benefit or harm
بعد موته
after his death
انتبهوا لهذا المعنى الدقيق
pay very attention to this specific point
سأقول مرة أخرى
I'm going to repeat it another time
يقول الله على النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عامره أن يقول
Allah says about his messenger محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ordering him to say
قل يعني يا رسول الله قل
meaning or you messenger of Allah
لا أملك لنفسي نفعا ولا ضرا.
Tell them that you don't. I do not own any thing that I can benefit myself with or harm myself with.
إلا ما شاء الله.
Only what is permissible was permitted by Allah عز وجل.
متى قال الله هذا النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
When did Allah عز وجل said this to his messenger Muhammad؟
في حياته لما كان ينزع القرآن.
At his time when he was alive.
أمره أن يقول.
He ordered him to say.
ويعلن.
And to announce.
أنه لا يملك لنفسه.
That he doesn't own it for himself.
نفعا ولا ضرا.
Any benefit or anything could harm himself with.
فكيف؟
So how?
سيملك لغيره.
So how would he own anything from he doesn't own for himself to others?
نفعا أو ضرا.
Benefit or something could harm.
بعد وفاته.
After his death.
إذا علمنا هذا.
If we know that.
تبين لنا ضلال.
Then it's clear to us
الذين يستمدون العون من الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد موته
that it becomes clear to us the deviance of those who seek refuge in the Messenger in all aspects after his death
فيقول المدد المدد يا رسول الله
and they say to him directly help Messenger of Allah
المدد المدد يا رسول الله
help Messenger of Allah
يريدون من الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم
they need for or they want from him the Messenger of Allah
بعدما مات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
after his death
أن يمدهم
to give them
بما ينفعهم
to give them something that would be beneficial to them
الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يملك أثناء حياته
so he himself the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم did not even own it when he was alive
لنفسه نفعا ولا ضرا
to himself benefit or to harm himself
فكيف يملك
so how could he
لغيره
how could he have it to someone else
بعد موته
after his death
والله يقول
and Allah says
فقلت استغفر ربكم
and I said seek forgiveness from your Lord
إنه كان غفارا يغفر كثيرا
he is the most forgiver
ويرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا
he's the one who ordered the sky to bless you with bounties
ويمددكم بما بأموال وبنين
he's the one who gives you the wealth and the children
هو الذي يمد سبحانه وتعالى
he's the only one who gives
هو الرزاق
he's the sustainer
هو الذي يعطي
he's the one who gives meaning Allah
فإذا أراد العبد أن يسأل المدد
so whenever the human being needs any help
فليسأله ممن بيده خزائن السماوات والأرض
all he has to do is to ask it directly from the one who owns the treasures of the world who's the Lord
فلماذا يقول المدد المدد يا رسول الله
so why does he ask the help from the Messenger of Allah
لماذا لا يدعو الله عز وجل
why doesn't he ask this directly from Allah
وهو القائل جل وعلا
and he's the one who says
وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم
and your Lord has mentioned the Quran
فأمر
applicate to me ask me directly and I will give to you
فأمر بالدعاء
so he ordered with the supplication
ووعد بالاستجابة
and he has promised that he will answer back
وهو وعده الحق
and whatever he says is the truth
فلماذا ندعو من دونه
so why should we seek anything from someone other than Allah.
ونترك دعاء الله عز وجل.
And we let go from asking Allah directly.
وهو القائل جل وعلا.
And he's the one who says.
وإذا سألك عبادي عني.
Whenever my servants ask you about me.
فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني.
Then I'm very close to them. I'm very close to them, and I answer all of their calls.
فليستجيبوا لي.
So have them answer my call.
وليؤمنوا بي.
And believe in me.
لم يقل الله جل وعلا.
Allah didn't say.
فليستجيبوا لأولياء الصالحين.
Allah didn't say let them.
بينما قال فليستجيبوا لي.
Allah didn't say let them answer to the righteous people, but He said in the Quran, have them answer to my call. Have them answer me, the Lord.
ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
كما عند الترمذي من حديث ابن عباس.
Like it is mentioned in the Tirmidhi from the hadith of Ibn Abbas.
قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما.
He said to Ibn Abbas himself رضي الله عنهما.
إذا سألت.
Whenever you ask.
اسأل فاسأل الله.
Ask Allah.
وإذا استعنت طلبت العون.
Whenever you seek help.
فاستعن بالله.
Then seek help in Allah.
فالله جل وعلا هو الذي يملك خزائن السماء والأرض.
So Allah is the only one who owns the treasures of the world.
وهو الذي يسمع الدعاء.
And he is the only one who hears the supplications of his servants.
وهو الذي يجيب دعاء الداعي إذا دعاه.
And he is the only one who answers the call from the one who makes supplications and he asks something from Allah. He's the only one who gives.
قال الله تعالى.
Allah says.
أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ.
Who is going to answer the one, the needy one, whenever he asks something from Allah.
وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ.
And he takes away bad things from happening to him.
وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ.
And he makes you successors.
أإله مع الله.
Is there any Allah? Is there any Lord with Allah?
ليس إله دون الله عز وجل.
There's no other Allah. There's no other Lord with Allah.
يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه.
He gives to the one who seeks and asks him.
ويكشف السوء.
And he keeps away from him any bad thing from happening to him.
لذلك يقول الله على النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عامرا إياه.
And why Allah says to his messenger, giving him the order.
قل إني لا أملك لكم ضرا ولا رشدا.
Say, meaning to your people, I do not own anything that will be beneficial to you or anything.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان ذاته يبتلى.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم he himself used to be tested.
فقد قتل من أصحابه من قتل في أحد 70 من الصحابة.
So from the test of Allah tested the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم that in Uhud, the battle of Uhud, some of the best of his companions were killed, 70.
وابتلي عليه الصلاة والسلام باتهام المنافقين لزوجته بالفاحشة الكبرى.
Tested. He was tested when they accused his wife, the mother of the believers. Committing the worst that he is crimes is adultery.
فقالوا عن أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها.
So they said about the mother of the believers رضي الله عنها, the munafiqin, the hypocrite.
وكانت على ذلك جارية صغيرة.
And back then when she was accused with those false allegations,
عفيفة.
A young girl.
عفيفة طيبة.
She was pure and all far away from any something impure.
زوجة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The wife of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وحب الناس إليه.
The most lovable people to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وابنة أبي بكر الصديق أحب الرجال إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The daughter of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, the best friend of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم.
غافلة ما عرفت الفاحشة قط.
She never knew anything from those type of actions.
ولا سمعت بها.
Never heard of adultery or something like that before.
فاتهمها المنافقون.
So the hypocrites accused her.
فقالوا والله ما سلمت منه ولا سلم منها أي الرجل ذاك الذي قدم بها.
So they said by the name of Allah she was not protected from him, nor he was protected from her. They did it. عياذ بالله.
فبقي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم stayed
50 ليلة.
50 nights.
حائرا في أمرها.
Very disturbed concerning her matter.
هل هي كما قيل؟
Is it true what they saying about her? Did she do what they saying?
أم اتهموها بالباطل؟
Or are they accusing her with falsehood?
أخذ يستشير.
And he was asking and seeking.
وماذا يفعل عليه الصلاة والسلام؟
What should he do?
والكلام يكثر.
And if we keep on talking, it's too long.
حتى بلغ الأمر.
Until the matter reached.
أن دعا عائشة رضي الله عنها.
He called عائشة رضي الله عنها.
فقال يا عائشة.
He said, Oh عائشة.
يعني أمر محزن ومؤلم.
It is really a sad matter that hurts.
قال يا عائشة.
He said, Oh عائشة.
إن العبد إذا أذنب.
That the servant whenever he commits a sin.
ثم تاب إلى الله.
And he repents to Allah.
وجد الله غفورا رحيما.
And surely he will find Allah the most merciful.
كأنه يقول لها.
Like he was saying to her.
إن كان كما يقول هذا القول صحيح.
like they saying, if what they saying is true,
فتوب إلى الله عز وجل.
Then return to Allah if you did what they saying you did.
فالله يتوب على من تاب.
Allah عز وجل is so merciful with the one who repents to Him.
هل ملك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نفسه شيئا؟
Did he own at that moment anything when he was asking this type of question?
هل يعلم الغيب؟
Does he know the ghaib from the unseen world?
هل يعرف الحقيقة؟
Does he know the reality, the truth concerning that matter?
50 ليلة في بلاء عظيم.
50 nights in a severe strong test.
حتى أوذي في هذا في هذه التهمة.
Until he was very very hurt concerning this matter.
وأخذ يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام.
Then he starts saying صلى الله عليه وسلم.
من يعذرني في رجل قد آذاني في أهلي؟
Who will let go in between me and another man who hurt me in my own family?
أي هل تلومونني إذا عاقبت ذلك الرجل؟
Would you blame me if I do something to the man who's accusing my own family?
الذي يطعن في بيتي وفي أهلي.
The one who slanders my family, speaks about my house.
من يعذر في رجل قد آذاني في أهلي؟
Who's the one who's going to be in between me and a man who does something like that to me?
فكانت عائشة رضي الله عنها جارية بريئة.
So Aisha رضي الله عنها was a little girl, innocent.
لا تعرف الفاحشة.
Doesn't know anything.
ولا سمعت بها.
Never heard of this type of action.
فقالت والله يا رسول الله.
She said by the name of Allah, Messenger of Allah.
إذا قلت قد فعلتها.
If I say I did what you asking me to confess.
والله يعلم إني بريئة.
Allah knows that I'm innocent.
والله يعلم أني بريء. ما كنت مصدقين ما أقول.
That even though if I say I didn't do it and Allah knows my innocence, if I do say it, none of you would believe me.
إذا قلت ما فعلتها ما تصدقوني.
If I did say, if I do say, I didn't do it, none of you will believe me.
وإذا قلت قد فعلتها.
If I say, yes, I did.
والله يعلم أني بريء.
And Allah knows that I'm innocent.
صدقتموني.
You will believe me.
ماذا أفعل؟
So what should I do?
قالت فما أقول إلا.
She said, and I don't have to say only.
ما قال أبو يوسف.
ما قال whatever أبو يوسف said.
تعلم ذاك يعقوب عليه السلام.
The father of Yusuf, يعقوب, the النبيان عليهما السلام.
ومن صغرها ما عرفت اسم يعقوب عليه السلام وإنما قالت أبو يوسف.
That what she said, I will only say what أبو يوسف said because she didn't know the name of Yusuf عليه السلام, but she knew that's the story of Abu Yusuf.
فقالت صبر جميل.
She said great patience.
والله المستعان على ما تصفون.
And we seek help in Allah from anything that you say and accusing me with.
حتى أنزل الله عز وجل براءتها.
Till Allah revealed her innocence.
القرآن يتلى.
A Quran that is being recited all the way to the end.
من سورة النور.
From the chapter of النور.
وكان في ذلك عبر.
And it was from the great lesson.
وحكمة لله عز وجل.
Great wisdom from Allah.
فنجا من نجا.
Then anyone who was saved from that.
وهلك في الفتنة من هلك.
And in the type of fitna, whomever vanished, the fitna vanished.
الله قادر جل وعلا.
And Allah is able, سبحانه وتعالى.
أن يظهر الأمر من أول ما اتهمت به بتلك الفاحشة.
To clarify that matter from the earliest part of that, whenever it happened, he was able to do it. He did it for some wisdom. He knew what he did.
لكن لله حكمة بالغة.
But Allah has a great wisdom in that.
فبقي الأمر 50 ليلة.
So Allah kept it for 50.
حتى أنزل الله جل وعلا قرآن يتلى في براءتها.
Until Allah revealed some Quran that proves her innocence.
وكان ممن استشار النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And among the people, Nabi Sallam seeked his advice at that fitna.
زينب بنت جحش.
زينب بنت جحش.
أم المؤمنين.
The mother of the believers.
وحدة أزواجه.
One of his wife.
رضي الله عنها وأرضاها.
May Allah be pleased with her.
وكانت هي تباري عائشة تتنافس مع عائشة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And Zainab bint Jahsh used to compete with Aisha for Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وهي امرأة.
And she was a woman.
والنساء يكون منهن من الغيرة ما يكون.
And this type of actions happens from the women, and they compete, you know, jealousy.
وكانت هذه فرصتها.
And there was her chance.
أن تشوهها.
To
من سمعة ضرتها.
That was her perfect chance to bring Aisha رضي الله عنها down.
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم استشارها.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم seeked her advice.
فكان عندها من التقوى.
She was so pious.
ما عندها.
She was so pious.
فلما استشارها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قالت.
Whenever النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم seeked her advice, she said.
والله يا رسول الله.
By the name of Allah, Messenger of Allah.
أحمي سمعي وبصري.
I would protect my own hearing and my own eyesight.
أي لا رأيت ولا سمعت.
I did not see and I did not hear.
عائشة أطيب من طيب الذهب.
She said عائشة, she is more pure than the gold.
إنها التقوى في قلب هذه المرأة المؤمنة.
That was the piety in the heart of that woman.
حملها على أن تتقي الله عز وجل.
So that type of piety pushed her to be so pious for the sake of Allah.
وما قالت في عائشة إلا الحق.
And she didn't allow herself to say only the truth about عائشة.
مع أنها كانت ضرتها على إلى رسول مع على رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Even though we know that she was the wife of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, women both of her them they were his wife.
وتنافسها على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
They used to compete for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
بل عائشة أحب إلى رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم من زينب.
And Zainab knew that عائشة was more lovable to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam than Zainab.
فهي أحب نساء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إليه.
They all knew that she was the most lovable woman to him صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وهي بكره الوحيدة التي ما تزوج بكرا غيرها.
She was the only virgin girl that he married, and all of other wives they were not virgin when he married them.
الذي دعانا إلى أن نتكلم عن حادثة الإفك.
So what pushed us to speak about this tragedy of an إفك.
أمر مهم جدا.
One very important matter.
وهو أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في حياته.
That Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم in his time when he was alive in his time.
لا يملك لنفسه نفعا ولا ضرا.
He didn't own anything to benefit himself with, nor to harm himself with.
فكيف سينفع غيره؟
So how could he be beneficial?
بعد وفاته.
After his death.
فيقول قائل مدد مدد يا رسول الله.
One of us can say, oh messenger of Allah, help us and help us.
بل هناك من ينادي من هو دون رسول الله.
But we have some people that even call upon those who are inferior to the messenger of Allah.
فهذا ينادي الحسين.
This one calls upon Hussein.
وذاك ينادي الدسوقي.
And the other calls upon the Dasuqi.
وهذا ينادي زينب.
And this one calls upon Zainab.
وهذا ينادي البدوي.
And that one calls upon البدوي.
وفي كل عصر ومصر.
And every era and time.
ومزارات
graves and people where people go.
وأولياء وصالحين
righteous people.
إذا حلفوا حلفوا بحياتهم.
Whenever they swear, they said swearing by the name of Allah, they use them.
وإذا أقسموا أقسموا بتربتهم.
Whenever they swear, they swear by the mud where they buried.
وإذا سألوا سألوا هؤلاء.
Whenever they ask, ask these people.
وهم أموات.
And they're dead.
النبي صلى الله عليه في حياته.
النبي صلى الله عليه when he was alive.
لا يملك لنفسه.
Didn't own anything for himself.
نفعا ولا ضرا.
From the harming to harm himself. Benefit himself.
فكيف ينفع البدوي؟
So how does the Bedouin
أو الدسوقي
or the Dasuqi
أو غيرهما
and others
وهو ميت
and they are dead
ينفع غيره؟
Who be beneficial to others?
الواجب
the obligation
أن نعلم
to know
بأن الأمر بيد الله عز وجل
is to strongly believe that every single matter is in the hand of Allah
وأن العبادة لله وحده
and the worship is only to Allah alone.
فبدأ أن نقول يا فلان.
So instead of saying oh you or send any person by name.
نقول يا الله.
We say oh Allah oh our Lord.
نقول يا رب.
We say oh our God our Allah.
إذا سألنا.
What do we ask?
فنسأل الله وحده لا شريك له.
Then all we have to ask is Allah alone.
قال تعالى.
Allah says.
وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم.
Allah has said in the Quran, ask me and I will give you.
فيأتي الشيطان أحدنا.
Then the shaitan will come to one of us.
يقول أنا دعوت ولم يستجب لي.
So he will put in an answer. We will say, I asked Allah in many several occasions, he never answered my call.
منذ سنوات وأنا أسأل الله كذا وكذا ما استجاب الله لي.
In years and years I've been asking Allah a specific matter, he never gave it to me.
من قلة العلم.
From the lack of knowledge.
يقول هذا المسكين هذا الكلام.
But this poor person says something like that.
أما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيقول.
But Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم says.
ما من عبد يسأل الله.
There is not a man who asks Allah.
إلا أتاه الله مسألته.
إلا Allah answered his call and gave him what he wanted.
أو أعطاه مثلها.
Or he gave him something like.
أو ادخر له ليوم القيامة.
Or he didn't give him, he doesn't give, but he keeps it for him.
أبدا ما يرسل دعوة.
Never that a human being asks something from Allah.
إلا وأعطاه الله شيئا.
And Allah does not give it to him.
إما أن يستجيب له الدعاء نفسه.
Either he gives him right away.
ولكنه قاصر قد يكون هذه الاستجابة له لا تنفع ولا تصلح له.
Maybe if Allah knows best if he does give it to him right away, it won't be beneficial to him.
فيصرف الله عنه سوءا.
So Allah will remove something bad was about to happen to him.
أو يستجيب له ما هو خير مما سأل.
Or he gives him something much better than what he asked Allah for.
أو يدخر له ذلك أجرا وثوابا يوم القيامة وهذا أنفع.
Or if he does give the first one, the second one, then he will save something much better to him for the day of judgment will be more beneficial to him at that day.
لما علم الصحابة ذلك. قال إذن يا رسول نكثر من الدعاء. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الله أكثر. فالدعاء ذاته عبادة. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعاء هو العبادة. فأنت إذا دعوت الله عز وجل أنت تتعبد الله بهذا الدعاء. بل قال بعض أهل العلم أن دعائك لله عز وجل وتعبدك الله بهذا الدعاء خير من المسألة التي أنت تسأل الله إياها. فلو قال قائل يا رب يوافقون علي بالوظيفة الفلانية يا رب يوافقون علي
يا رب have them accept me and hire me.
فقوله يا رب يا رب بهذا الدعاء
so him saying with this time oh my lord
خير له من الوظيفة
much better for him than if he gets the job.
لأن الله ما خلقه إلا لعبادته
because Allah did not create him only for him to ask him and worship.
والدعاء هو العبادة
and the dua is an act of worship.
فهو يتعبد الله بهذه المسألة
so he himself when he does that he performs the supplication he is worshiping Allah.
وبعض أهل العلم
some people knowledge
قال رجل يدعو دعاء قصيرا
they saw a man making a supplication dua, a small dua.
فقال له أليس لك عند الله حاجة؟
So he says to him, don't you have anything to ask Allah?
الله جل وعلا يقول وآتاكم من كل ما سألتموه.
And Allah says in the Quran, he said, Allah says in the Quran, Allah he gave you from every single thing you asked him.
وأن تعد نعمة الله لا تحصوها.
To start counting the bounties of Allah, you will never be able to count them.
والله بيده خزائن السماوات والأرض.
And Allah in His hands own all of the treasures of the world and the universe.
أنت تدعو دعاء مختصرا؟
So you be so cheap asking. Allah something small.
قال ليس لك عند الله حاجة.
He said to him, you have nothing with Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
ثم قال أما أنا والله أدعو الله حتى أسأل حتى الملح.
He said, أما أنا والله I ask Allah even to give me salt.
وبعض الناس.
And some of the people.
يقول يا فلان ادعو الله لي.
They say, oh you brother make dua for me.
كلما رأى شخص قال ادعو الله لي.
He said somebody. Please, brother, make dua for me.
يا شيخ جزاك الله خير ادعو الله لي.
Oh, شيخ جزاك الله خير make dua for me.
يا إمام المسجد ادعو الله لي.
Oh, إمام this مسجد make dua for me.
يا أخوان لا تنسونا بالدعاء.
Oh, dear brothers, do not forget about us for making dua.
يا سبحان الله.
Yes, glory be to Allah.
رب العالمين أمرنا بالدعاء.
Lord of the world ordered us to make dua to Him.
ووعدنا بالاستجابة.
He has promised that He would answer.
فلماذا نذهب إلى فلان وفلان؟
Why should we go to this brother or other brother?
ادعو الله عز بنفسك.
Ask Allah directly.
واجعل في قلبك ثقة بالله عز وجل.
Have some confidence in your heart that Allah will answer your call.
فالله تبارك وتعالى أمر بالدعاء ووعد بالاستجابة.
But Allah ordered you to make supplications. I mean, He has promised you He will give it to you.
وهذا الذي تقول يا فلان ادعو الله لي.
And that person you ask dua from him.
قد يقول لك إن شاء الله إن شاء الله.
He may say to you, Yeah, God, Allah will, Yeah, will.
ويذهب وينساك.
Then he will walk away, will forget about you.
عنده همومه وعنده مسائله ومطالبه.
He's got his own problems that will make him forget all about you.
فأنت يا عبد الله انفع نفسك. بالدعاء وادعو الله تبارك وتعالى بنفسك
and ask Allah directly.
ومن الناس من يبحث من يرقيه ويقرأ عليه
and some people that in constant search of someone who's going to perform ruqya in them or recite some Quran in them.
وهذا أمر مكروه
and this is something disliked.
منافي لكمال التوحيد
that is opposes the tawheed.
فيتذلل لمخلوق مثله
he humiliates himself to a person like him and says doing that with Allah.
فيقول يا شيخ فيني ضيقة.
He says, oh Sheikh, I have type of asthma.
أنا مريض.
I'm sick.
يضع رأسه عنده.
And he put his head.
الله,
Sheikh.
الله يرضى عليك, please.
May Allah bless you. Do something for me.
ثم على الشيخ.
And this sheikh,
قد يكون من يتكسب المال بالباطل.
Maybe could that sheikh be among the people who take people from peace, take money from people in a lawful way.
كم امتهن هذا المهنة اليوم كثير من الناس.
Like some people, they use this type of action as a work they did to like the people with.
فيفتح مركزا.
And he opens a little shop.
لعلاج الناس.
To cure people.
ويأتوا الناس طوابير.
And people come staying in lines.
لا سيما النساء.
Especially the women.
فيأخذ ينفذ عليهم.
And he starts.
ويدخل عليهم حتى ينشف ريقه فإذا كثر الناس
And when people get in a great number,
هذه حقيقة يا أخوة. فإذا كثر الناس,
whenever people are in a great number,
أخذ يسفل سفلة جماعية.
He starts spitting a general spit. All of them.
فيسفل على الناس كلهم.
One is enough for everybody.
وبعضهم ماذا يفعل؟
And some of them, what do they do?
الناس كثر.
People are a lot.
يضعوا ميكروفون وسماعة كبيرة.
You put a mic like this one.
وينفثوا لا على المريض.
Then he starts spitting, not on the sick one.
ينفثوا في الميكروفون.
On the microphone.
فيقول والله هكذا يفعلون.
He said, والله, by the name of Allah, that's how they do it.
لماذا المسلم؟
Why the Muslim؟
ما يكون عنده ثقة بالله؟
Doesn't have the trust in his Lord Allah.
ويدعو الله بنفسه.
And ask Allah directly by himself.
أما قال الله في كتابه؟
أليس الله؟ Allah doesn't he say in the book؟
وإذا مرضت فهو يشفيني.
Whenever I get sick, he's the one who cures me.
وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says.
أشفي أنت الشافي.
أشفي to the Lord.
يقول لله عز وجل.
You are the one who cures.
لا. لا شفاء إلا شفاءه.
Absolutely no cure except the cure that you give us.
فأدعو نفسي وإياكم.
No, I ask myself and you. I call myself and you, brothers and sisters.
أن ندعو الله وحده لا شريك له.
To ask Allah by Himself.
لا الأنبياء المرسلين.
Not any messenger or prophet.
ولا الملائكة المقربين.
Not any angel.
ولا الأولياء الصالحين.
Not any righteous person.
من ندعو الله عز وحده لا شريك له.
But we ask from Allah directly.
لذلك يقول الشيخ نؤمن بأنهم عبيد من عباد الله. الرسل عبيد من عباد الله.
الشيخ العثيمين says we do believe that they are the slaves of Allah, being the messengers of Allah and the prophets, they themselves are slaves of Allah.
لكن أكرمهم الله تعالى بالرسالة.
But Allah has honored them with a message.
وصفهم بالعبودية.
And also he chose them with the worship.
في أعلى مقامات في أعلى مقاماتهم يعني في مناسبات كثيرة وصفهم بالعبودية.
In many states he described them with servitude and worship.
وفي سياق الثناء عليهم يعني وهو يتكلم عن الثناء عليهم قال عنهم انهم عباد.
And also when Allah was talking about that, in the meantime, praising the messengers and the prophets, he said about that they are human beings.
فقال في اول نوح عليه السلام.
Then he said at the beginning of Nuh عليه السلام.
ذرية من حملنا مع نوح انه كان عبدا شكورا.
Among the children that we carried with Nuh, he was a great شكورا. He thanked Allah a lot in a state that really exaggerated thinking of.
وقال في آخر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And he says in the last of Surah Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان أي القرآن على عبده.
Glory be to he the one who revealed the Quran upon his messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ليكون للعالمين نذيرا.
For him to be great warner to people to the entire mankind.
وقال جل وعلا في رسل آخرين.
But he says about some other messengers and prophets.
واذكر عبادنا إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب.
And mention our servants. Servants Ibrahim and Ishaq and Yaqub.
أولي الأيدي والأبصار أصحاب القوة وأصحاب العلم.
Those who have a strong power and they have a strong knowledge.
قوة في تمسكهم في دينهم.
Strength in the way they held in the deen of Allah.
ليست قوة عضلات.
It's not the power of a muscle.
وإنما قوة تمسك بالدين.
What Allah means in the Quran is strength and power in holding to the deen of Allah, to the deen of Allah.
وقال أيضا عن رسل آخرين.
And he also says about other messengers and prophets.
واذكر عبدنا داود ذا الأيدي إنه أواب كثير الرجوع إلى الله.
Mention in the book, mention to them our servant Dawood who was an awab, that he went back to Allah constantly every single moment went back to Allah.
وقال عن سليمان عليه السلام ابن داود عليه السلام.
And he also said about Sulaiman the son of Dawood عليهما السلام.
ووهبنا لداود سليمان نعم العبد إنه أواب.
He said, we bless Dawood with a servant with his son Sulaiman. He was a great repentant going back to Allah.
وقال في عيسى بن مريم عليه السلام.
And he said about Isa عليه السلام.
إن هو إلا عبد ما هو إلا عبد أنعمنا عليه وجعلناه مثلا لبني إسرائيل.
He was only a servant of Allah whom we blessed and we made him a great example to the children of Israel.
جعلناه مثل بإسرائيل آية وعبرة عجيبة حيث خلقه الله من غير أب.
We made him a great example to Banu Israel like a great ayah that Allah created. عيسى عليه السلام ولد هذه القابلة.
وعيسى بن مريم عليه السلام.
And عيسى the son of Maryam عليه السلام.
لما حملت به أمه.
Whenever Maryam عليه السلام was pregnant with him.
ووضعته.
And she delivered him.
أمر الله عز وجل أن تصوم عن الكلام.
Allah ordered Maryam عليه السلام to fast and not to speak.
وأن إذا سئلت.
And if she was ever asked,
من أين هذا الصبي?
Where did you get this infant from?
تشير إليه وهو يتكلم.
Allah ordered to point to him, then Allah will order him to speak.
وباختصار.
And to summarize the whole thing.
قال فأشغال دلع فأشارت إليه.
Then, like Allah mentioned in the Quran, she pointed to him.
قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا?
And they said, well, how could we speak to an infant baby who was just born, who was in his crib?
نسألك وتحيلنا بالإجابة إلى صبي في المهد.
We asking you, oh Maryam, we asking what did you get the infant from, and you pointing to the little infant.
فأنطقه الله عز الذي أنطق كل شيء.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to speak. He's the one who ordered every single speaker to speak in this dunya.
فأول كلمة تلفظ بها وهو في المهد صبية.
So the first word he said when he was in the crib as an infant.
ماذا قال؟
What did he say?
قال إني عبد الله.
He says, I am the servant of Allah.
ما أنا إلا عبد لله تبارك وتعالى.
Only a servant of Allah.
ونؤمن بأن الله تعالى ختم الرسالات
and we do believe that Allah seen all of the messages
برسالة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
with the message of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم
وأرسله إلى جميع الناس
and he has sent him to all mankind
لقوله تعالى قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا
what he has mentioned like it's mentioned in the Quran oh you people I am a messenger to all of you from Allah
الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض
the one who has the kingdom of the earth and the heavens
لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت
no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he the one who gives life and gives death
فآمنوا بالله ورسوله النبي الأمي
but believe in Allah and his messenger the illiterate
الذي يؤمن بالله وكلماته
the one who believes in Allah and his words
واتبعوه لعلكم تهتدون أي لكي تهتدوا
follow him so you'll be guided
ونؤمن بأن شريعته صلى الله عليه وسلم
and we do believe that his legislation صلى الله عليه وسلم
هي دين الإسلام
it is the deen of Islam
الذي ارتضى الله تعالى لعباده
that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose for his servants
وأن الله تعالى لا يقبل من أحد دينا سواه
and Allah will not accept any other deen any other religion other than Islam
لقول تعالى إن الدين عند الله الإسلام
because Allah says in the Quran that indeed the religion in Allah with Allah is the Islam Islam is the deen of Allah
ولقوله جل وعلا اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم
and what Allah has revealed that today I have completed your deen for you
وأتممت عليكم نعمتي
and completed my bounties on you
ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا
and I have chosen Islam to be your deen
فدينه أكمله الله
so this deen that Allah completed
وأتم به نعمته علينا
and completed all its bounties on us
ورضيه لنا
and chose this deen to be for us our deen
هل نبحث عن دين سواه
should we search for another deen do we have to search for another deen
هل نبحث عن إضافات عليه
do we need any additions to this deen
لا يقول ذلك عاقل
no one who has the brain would say something like that
وقال تعالى
Allah says
ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين
anyone who chooses any other religion other than Islam then Allah will not accept from him is indeed among the losers in the day of judgment
قال شيخنا ونرى أن من زعم اليوم
and the Shaykh al-Uthaymeen رحمه الله says and we see that anybody who claims today
دينا قائما مقبولا عند الله سوى دين الإسلام
that there is any other deen that is the straight and right deen other than Islam
من يهودي من دين اليهودية أو النصرانية أو غيرهما
from the deen of Judaism of the deen of Christianity or any other religion that exists in the world
من زعم ذلك قال فهو كافر
anybody who claims that and he's indeed a kafir
يستتاب يطلب منه التوبة
and we have to ask him to repent to Allah يستتاب توبة
فإن تاب وإلا قتل مرتدا
that either he repents to Allah
يعني يستحق أن يقتل مرتدا
or then in the legislation of Islam he gets killed ridda
لكن يقتله من له سلطة في القتل
and it is not your means going to kill him but the juridic system has to establish that on him
وهو الحاكم أو نائبه
it is the judge or the ruler
ليس لأفراد الناس
not any one of us
تأتي إلى شخص ما
you come to a person
في البقالة
to the grocery store
فتقول الإسلام الإسلام
so he says Islam Islam
فإذا وجدت قال لا يقبل غير الإسلام
then when you hear him say no there is other religion than Islam
تستتيبه
you tell him repent to Allah
فإن تاب
if he repents
ولا ذهبت وقتلته
or if he doesn't then you're going to kill him
لا ليس الأمر لي ولا لك
no it's not for me or you
فلا يفهم من هذا
no don't understand from this
أن لأحد الناس أفراد الناس
that the regular people in the general public
أن يقتلوا
to kill
وإنما المراد حكمه
but what we meant by saying that
عند الحاكم والقضاء
the ruling concerning that person in the juridic system
أنه يعتبر مرتد ويجب قتله
then he is somebody who turns his back on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it's up to the juridic system to
kill that person.
لماذا يعتبر كافر مرتدا?
Why do we consider a person like that to be a kafir?
قال لأنه مكذب للقرآن.
He said because he is a disbeliever.
الله عز وجل يقول.
Allah says.
ومن يبتغى غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه.
Anybody who chooses any other religion other than Islam.
وهذا يقول يقبل منه.
Then Allah will not accept it from him. Then this one he's saying that it would be accepted from him.
هذا مكذب للقرآن.
This one disbelieves the Quran.
قال شيخ ونرى أن من كفر برسالة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى الناس جميعا.
And the Sheikh said, and we see that anybody who disbelieves in the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم,
فقد كفر بجميع الرسل.
Then he disbelieves every single messenger and prophet of Allah.
إما أن يؤمن المؤمن بجميع الرسل.
Either the believer believes in every single one of the prophets and messengers of Allah.
وإن أو يكفر بواحد منهم فيكون كافرا.
Or he disbelieves only one of them, then he becomes a kafir.
قال حتى يعتبر كافر برسوله الذي يزعم أنه مؤمن به متبع له.
He says, even if he disbelieves in the Messenger of Allah, he becomes a kafir with his own messenger that he claims he follows.
لو قال قال أنا أؤمن بعيسى.
Though someone says, I believe in Isa عليه السلام.
وهو رسولنا.
And he's our messenger and prophet.
ولا أؤمن بمحمد.
And I do not believe Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
هو رسولكم.
هو رسول your prophet.
بعض النصارى يقول هذا.
Some of the Christians they do say that.
يقول نعم محمد رسول.
They say okay, we believe that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is a messenger.
لكنه رسول لكم للعرب.
But he's only for you, the Arabs. We're not concerned by him.
أما نحن فما زلنا على رسول على الإيمان برسول عيسى عليه السلام.
As we still we keep on going upon our deen, the deen of Isa عليه السلام.
فهذا يعتبر مكذب لمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولعيسى عليه السلام.
This one is a disbeliever when he says that even though being a Christian.
لأن
he says that it disbelieves Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and Isa عليه السلام.
لقوله تعالى كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين وقد بينا لكم أن نوح عيسى هو أول رسول.
Because Allah سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran that the people of Nuh they disbelieve the messengers and prophets.
فكيف يقول الله عز وجل كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين وما كان هناك مرسلون قبله.
How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people of Nuh disbelieved the messenger and prophet, there was no messenger and prophet before him.
لأن دعوتهم واحدة.
Because their call to Allah was one.
من كذب رسولا واحدا.
So anybody disbelieves one messenger.
كذب بقية الرسل.
Then he has disbelieved all the messengers and prophets.
فقال الشيخون عن قوم نوح.
So our Sheikh said about concerning the people of Nuh.
فجعلهم الله مكذبين جميع الرسل.
Allah has made them disbelievers on every single messenger and prophet.
مع أنه لم يسبق نوح رسول.
And he was no messenger prophet before Nuh عليه السلام.
قال الله تعالى.
Allah says.
إن الذين يكفرون بالله ورسله ويريدون أن يفرقوا بين الله ورسله.
Those who disbelieve in Allah may kufr on Allah and his messengers, and they want to make a difference between the messengers and the prophets.
ويقولون نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض.
Then they say we believe in some of them and we disbelieve some of them.
ويريدون أن يتخذوا بين ذلك السبيل طريق لا إله مؤمن جميع الرسل ولا ولا يكفر بجميع الرسل.
And they want to use a way in between both of the groups, the believers and unbelievers, to be like in between.
يقول الله عنهم أولئك هم الكافرون حقا.
Allah says that indeed the kuffar.
واعتدنا الكافرين عذابا مهينا.
Says that we have indeed prepared a very severe, harsh punishment for the disbelievers.
قال شيخنا ونؤمن بأن لا نبي بعد محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Our Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen says we strongly believe that there is absolutely no messenger or prophet after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
ومن ادعى النبوة بعده
anybody who claims prophecy after the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم
أو صدق من ادعاها
or he believes anyone who claims he's a prophet after النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
فهو كافر
then he's indeed a kafir
لأنه مكذب لله ورسوله وأجماع المسلمين
because by doing that he disbelieves Allah the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and the agreement of all the Muslims
قال شيخنا ونؤمن بأن للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خلفاء راشدين
he says the Sheikh then we do believe that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has rightly guided successors after him.
خلفوه في أمته.
They were successors in his ummah. They took marriage.
علما ودعوة وولاية على المؤمنين.
They were successors with their knowledge and the علما ودراية
ودعوة
knowledge and the way of calling people to Islam and to Allah.
وبأن أفضلهم وأحقهم بالخلافة أبو بكر الصديق.
And the best of all of the rightly guided successors is indeed أبو بكر الصديق.
ثم عمر بن الخطاب.
Then after أبو بكر عمر بن الخطاب.
ثم عثمان بن عفان.
Then after عمر بن الخطاب عثمان بن عفان.
ثم علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنهم أجمعين.
Then after عثمان بن عفان علي بن أبي طالب may Allah be pleased with all of them.
وهكذا كانوا في الخلافة قدرا.
That's how they were in the خلافة.
بهذا الترتيب ذاتهم الأفضلية ترتيبهم هكذا وخلافة هكذا.
That's how they are. It was exact same way we mentioned them.
أول أبو بكر ثم عمر ثم عثمان ثم علي.
First أبو بكر عمر عثمان then علي.
وهكذا كانوا في الخلافة قدرا كما كانوا في الفضيلة.
That they were in the خلافة even
منزلة منزلة أفضل. قال وما كان الله تعالى ولو الحكمة البالغة ليولي على خير القرون رجلا وفيهم من هو خير منه وأجدر بالخلافة.
And he said Allah was not to give that leadership to a man and another one who is better than him exists in his time.
ونؤمن بأن المفضول من هؤلاء الأربعة
نؤمن that the best from this four of the right successors
قد يتميز بخصيصة يفوق فيها من هو أفضل منه.
He may have something that characteristic that is better than the one who is better than him.
قد يكون في عثمان رضي الله عنه.
It could be in عثمان رضي الله عنه.
بعض الفضائل يفوق فيها عمر.
Some of the great characteristics that he passes, he's above عمر in them.
وقد يكون في بعض الفضائل في عمر يفوق في أبا بكر.
And some of the characteristics.
ثم المفضول بالنسبة لأبا بكر عمر. فعمر أفضل من عثمان وعثمان يعتبر بالنسبة لأبا بكر مفضول وهكذا.
So the Sheikh said we believe in the مفضول meaning that indeed Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه is better than عمر and عمر is better than عثمان and عثمان is better than علي indeed رضي الله عنهما جمعين.
فيقول ونؤمن بأن المفضول الذي هو أقل رتبة من هؤلاء قد يتميز بخصيصة يفوق فيها من هو أفضل من بعض الصفات.
Like we have mentioned, some of them even though they are lower than them in the levels, they could have some characteristics better than the one who's better than them.
لكنه لا يستحق بها الفضل المطلق على من فضله.
If we find those characteristics, it doesn't mean that they're better than the one whom the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Islam, we know that they're better. Like these four ones of the tertib we mentioned.
لأن موجبات الفضل كثيرة ومتنوعة أسباب الفضل أشياء كثيرة.
Because
متنوع.
The reasons of the fadl, a good characters, they're different.
لكن من الجملة.
But generally,
أفضلهم,
the best of all of them,
أبو بكر ثم عمر ثم عثمان ثم علي.
أبو بكر عمر عثمان ثم علي.
رضي الله عنهم جميعا.
رضي الله عنهم.
ونؤمن بأن هذه الأمة خير الأمم وأكرمها.
And we do believe that this أمة of Islam is the best of all of the أمم with Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
على الله عز أكرمها على الله عز وجل.
And the best that Allah has chosen among all of the other Umm nations.
لقوله تعالى كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس.
Relying on the word of Allah in the Quran, you were the best Ummah of all mankind.
تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله.
Joining good, forbidding evil, and believing in Allah.
ولا يشكل علينا.
And it is not a problem to us.
أن الله عز فضل بني إسرائيل على العالمين.
That Allah عز وجل chose بنو إسرائيل above all mankind.
فكانوا في زمن قبل أن توجد أمة محمد.
They were indeed at that time before the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam existed.
قد فضل الله بني إسرائيل على العالمين.
Allah chose the children of Israel above all mankind.
لكن لما جاءت أمة محمد.
But after the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came.
شهد الله لها فقال كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس.
Allah witnessed that this Ummah is the best of all the Ummah that Allah created ever.
ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا.
And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says also.
خير الناس.
The best of people.
قرني.
The best. People are in my my generation. Yes.
ثم الذي يلونهم ثم الذي يلونهم.
Then the next generation, then the next generation.
قال ونؤمن بأن خير هاي الأمة الصحابة.
Then he said, Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen said that we believe that the best of all of this ummah are the companions رضي الله عنهم.
ثم التابعون ثم تابعوهم.
And those who follow them, then those who follow the followers of the صحابة.
وبأنه لا تزال طائفة من هاي الأمة.
And it will always be group from this ummah.
على الحق ظاهرين.
Upon the truth.
لا يضرهم من خذلهم أي وإن كان موافق لهم لكن يخذلهم ولا ينصرهم.
Even though those who go against them, they will not hurt them, they will not harm, they will not be harmed by that.
ولا أو خالفهم.
Even if he goes against them.
حتى يأتي أمر الله عز وجل.
Till the matter of Allah سبحانه وتعالى will happen.
يعني حتى تقوم القيامة.
يعني all the way until Allah allows the قيامة to happen.
وهذه بشارة من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And this is a great news from the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لبقاء طائفة. على الحق الصحيح الذي جاء به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Always be a group, the safe sect.
في كل زمان هي موجودة.
Every time, every era.
حتى تقوم الساعة.
Until Allah allows the الساعة that the قيامة happen.
ونعتقد أن ما جرى بين الصحابة رضي الله عنهم من الفتن.
And we do believe that whatever happens between the صحابة for the fitan, the calamity.
حصلت حروب بينهم واختلافات.
Wars happened between the صحابة and disagreements.
فهم بشر.
They're human beings.
تفاوتت فيهم تفاوت فيهم الآراء.
They were different in understanding matters.
واختلفوا.
And they differed.
وحصلت فتنة.
And some of the calamities happened between them.
ودخل بعض المنافقين.
And some of the منافق, the hypocrites involved themselves in this type of differences.
فضربوا من جيش هؤلاء ومن جيش هؤلاء.
So they hit from both of the sides, from both of the armies. The hypocrites, they used both of the armies to create more calamity between the Sahaba.
حتى ظن هؤلاء أن الحرب قد بدت.
Until when they hit this group, the other group thought that the Sahaba of that group started.
وأنهم بدأوهم.
And the other ones they thought when they went and did whatever they did with the first group, the second group thought that the first group attacked them.
والطائفة الثانية كذلك.
And the second of group also thought the same way.
فوقعت ما وقع من فتن.
What happened, whatever happened among the fitan.
نعتقد بأن ما جرى بين الصحابة من الفتن.
We do believe that whatever happened between the Sahaba.
قد صدر عن تأويل اجتهدوا فيه.
It happened from their knowledge. That they have.
فمن كان منهم مصيبا كان له أجران.
Anybody who was wise from whatever he did, Allah will reward him with two rewards.
ومن كان من مخطئا فله أجر واحد.
Anybody who was not right, then indeed he's going to have one reward. Rewarded.
وخطأه مغفور له.
And Allah will forgive their sins.
ونرى أنه يجب أن نكف عن مساوئهم.
And he said, "Chef, we believe that we have to keep silent and stay away from their."
هذه عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة.
This is the belief of عقيدة of أهل السنة والجماعة.
وهذا يدل.
And this proves.
على أن الذين يخوضون بالصحابة ويخطئون هذا ويسبون هذا.
That those who speak about the Sahaba and they say that this one was right and that one was wrong.
قد خالفوا أهل السنة بالعقيدة.
They were totally against and they went the opposite way from the people of أهل السنة العقيدة of أهل السنة والجماعة.
لذلك يقول الشيخ ونرى أنه يجب أن نكف عن مساوئهم.
That is why Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen said. As we have to keep silent from every single thing negative that we think is negative.
فلا نذكرهم إلا بما يستحقونه من الثناء الجميل.
But we do not mention the Sahaba only with good things.
وأن نطهر قلوبنا من الغل والحقد على أحد منهم.
And to purify our hearts, not to have any hatred or something against one of them.
لقول الله تعالى فيهم.
For Allah, because Allah سبحانه وتعالى says.
لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل. أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا. وكلا وعد الله الحسنى المتقدم منهم والمتأخر كلا وعد الله الحسنى.
The ones who stand for the sake of Allah before the conquest and those who stand after the conquest, that Allah, they're not different, they're not equal, but Allah has promised the Jannah to all of them.
وقال الله تعالى فينا.
And Allah says about us.
والذين جاءوا من بعدهم أي من بعد الصحابة.
Those who came after the Sahaba.
يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان.
They say, oh our Lord, forgive us and to all forgive all our brothers who lived previously than us.
يستغفرون الصحابة.
They supplicate to the Sahaba. They استغفار to the Sahaba.
لا يسبونهم.
They do not insult them.
قال والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون.
He said that those who came after them say.
ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان.
Allah forgive our sins and those who lived before us among our brothers and say the iman.
ولا تدع في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا.
Do not let anything type of hatred or anything against the Sahaba in our hearts.
ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم.
Our Lord is the most merciful and the most forgiver.
وهكذا انتهينا من الفصل من الركن الرابع من أركان الإيمان.
Like that, we have finished the fourth pillar. Of the pillars of iman.
وبقي الركن الخامس والسادس.
And we still have the fifth pillar and the sixth pillar.
نستمر. الله تعالى وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.